Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
It's back to reality.
I love that show.
It's very hip to be on the show.
Best show since no other show.
Happy Tuesday.
I love you guys. You are hilarious.
It's Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
You would be launching the largest aerial attack. History of mankind.
Oh my gosh, it smells so hot in here. Can you smell that pepper? Yeah.
The word.
I don't want to do this.
We're doing it, buddy.
We can't be consumed by our petty differences.
And that's why.
No, you gotta keep going. You gotta...
We will be united in common interest.
Amen. Turn it up. I can't hear you enough.
Perhaps it's fate that a 4th of July. Oh my God. Look at it all.
Get out of
my nose.
Come on.
Yeah, it's real hot.
Yeah, that's what worries me, because when Teo's like actually freaking out, he's very calm. And he is very calm right now.
Gosh.
Which means it's really, really hot.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think I can
go live on my Facebook.
I don't think I can do this. That is the hottest thing I've ever tasted in my life.
Oh, he's crying.
That was the stupidest thing I've ever done.
The devil's toes, man.
The devil's toes.
The devil's toes.
Steve-O just ate a habanero.
Oh, my gosh. I can clean that.
Here it is. Here, no Kleenex. You got nothing. Yes. You're going to use your shirt. It's bacon out of here.
No.
There's a booger hanging out of your nose.
I absolutely love you. You're thoroughly entertaining.
I'm very excited. It's Tuesday.
Another Tuesday.
I am not a morning person. Wake me at 10.
Come on. It's showtime.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Feeling great this morning because, man, that pepper almost killed us.
Dancing.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
That's why you're feeling great?
Yeah, man. Got a detox yesterday.
I just ate a chocolate Twinkie at 6 a.m.
Oh, no.
Because of those habaneros. Seriously.
Yeah.
I didn't eat too much yesterday.
I'll be offering habanero detoxes in the parking lot after the show.
Okay.
You want to feel rejuvenated?
That sounds safe.
You want to feel
young? That sounds really sketchy.
Man, just eat a habanero. But you have to be over 18. And please, no medical issues, heart problems,
I'm going to go
anxiety.
Ahead and refute this and say, don't do it.
Okay.
It doesn't work the same for everyone.
Welcome to the show. It's New Music Tuesday on this June 21st, 6:07 in the a.m.,
high today of 98 degrees.
What'd you say?
98.
I thought you said 108.
No. Oh. No. 98. It's actually going to be a couple degrees cooler than
it was.
Why
aren't you playing a 98 degrees song?
No.
That's
something I need to... I'll write that
down. Hey, shout out to Roanoke.
No. You know who that is.
Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't know.
That's B-Flow.
I don't have these...
B-Flow?
I don't have these in my contacts, yo.
B-Flow. Well, no, I'm guessing. If it's Roanoke...
Oh, it is B-Flow. I just checked the app where
I do
have my contacts.
We should
B-Flow's
check in.
Listening.
We should check in with her this week sometime.
No.
Well, she's listening live.
Because her...
All the way from Roanoke.
Her co-host just looks...
We're
mean.
Worried about her. I am worried about B-Flow. I don't know if she's going to make it.
Yeah. Yeah, hang in there.
We just got another one that says, hey there, this is Donald calling from Kalamazoo, and I was hoping you all could play A Fire Only Reno by A House That Heroes. Thank you so much for what you do.
Wow. Fire Only We Know.
Fire Only We Know.
Boo-de-beep. Beep.
Live line is open if you'd like to text us. Steve-O, what's the text number?
That's 585-LIVE, 585-5483. We also got a request from Bob. He'd like to hear Careless Whisper by Lamb.
Amen.
Okay.
Lamb or Wham?
He also says, I have to be quiet because I'm calling from the back of Steve-O's Subaru.
Weird.
I love the Starmie. They're so funny.
Yeah? And then it gets really real one day.
Yeah. Make
no
sure
longer
you check
funny.
The back. The sub. Hey, I have a good idea.
No, you don't.
I have a great idea.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you all about it after we kick off New Music Tuesday.
Oh. Yeah, today is New Music Tuesday. This is a brand new song from the band Half Noise. You're like, what does that mean? Okay. Here's an interesting thing about Half Noise. It's the band from the former drummer of Paramore.
Yes. Yes.
I say former in quotation marks because Paramore's been putting out pictures recording, and it seems that Zach Farrow is back in the band.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting that his new record is about to come out, the new Half Noise record, while he's recording Paramore's new record. It's just a big to-do. This song's called Know the Feeling. Tell us what you think about it at facebook.com/star88fm.
You can also text the show at 585-LIVE. It's New Music Tuesday on Star 88. Half Noise, Know the Feeling. New Music Tuesday on Star 88. Tell us what you think about it. I liked it.
Me as well.
Pretty good. Good vibe.
Yeah.
You're a good vibe.
I know. I know.
Guys, I'm trying to get the webcam going.
It's not working?
It wasn't. It was showing like, I don't know, blank studio. I'm obviously an engineer of just awesome.
Mm.
You know. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got it working.
Good. Star88.fm. You can click watch now and watch us.
So far, Brian and Maya say they're really digging it.
All right.
Digging the sound. Digging that sound.
Dig you, Brian. I dig you.
Whoa,
I dig
okay.
you, Dex.
Thanks, man.
What about Maya?
Maya, digging.
Yeah.
Just digging.
Like a shovel.
585 Live. You can text us. You can Facebook us. Tell us what you think of all the new music this morning. That's how we decide whether or not we want to add it to the playlist. Need your feedback.
Hey, by the way, we posted a video yesterday after we went off the air.
Yep.
So I don't know if everybody knows about the second half of our bet.
The fart spray video.
Oh, guys. Guys.
I still have a hint. A hint of that poo-poo spray.
Oh, I went home smelling. I was like, yeah.
Please don't have a hint of that. Did you not change clothes?
Yeah, well, I didn't shower.
I feel like
night.
It fries your nostrils. Gross.
Why would you not shower?
I'm kidding. I totally showered. I stunk so bad. My wife told me I had to stay about 100 feet away from her at all times.
That's good. You sure that had to do with the smell?
Right. That could have been a welcome thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Good morning, Starmy. Big show this morning. Okay, I got an idea. Steve-O has a really old Subaru that has a cassette player in it.
Yeah.
And what if we kind of did the carpool karaoke, but cassette style with the three of us in the Subaru?
In the Subaru.
I like it.
Cruising around, just popping in some cassette tapes.
Yeah.
It could be fun.
It could be fun. We'd have to really find some good cassettes.
Mm.
I've been looking, though. They're kind of making a comeback.
Yeah. Oh,
people
yeah.
are, like, reissuing their old cassettes.
They're like, why would I buy these cassettes? I don't know. They cost so much money. I'll buy them anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, James Corden, he's the one who invented the carpool karaoke, and it's pretty hilarious. And I was thinking about it, you know, somebody I don't know if somebody said something on Facebook about your Subaru yesterday, but I was thinking that'd be kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm always down to rip something off and make it better.
We could cruise around the city.
Yeah,
jamming some cassettes.
Jamming the cassette
with members of the Starmy in the back. Wait,
one member.
Here's the only problem: cruising the streets with the Subi. Is a little harder than it used to be. That oil leak is just getting worse.
It is.
And man, we pulled up this morning and it was just like, yep, that oil is a burning.
Mm.
But the problem is, it's not like it's a terrible leak. It's just that it's in the back. Like, so they'd have to pull the engine to fix it, yeah. allegedly.
Told
That's
you, man.
A lot of cash.
Told you. I'll come over and we'll pull the engine together.
Yeah.
Well, we're just going to need a lift.
Yeah.
A bunch of tools.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Socket wrenches.
Yeah. Hoses for
Phillips.
Things. For the leaks.
Leaders.
Some new gaskets.
And lots of Mountain Dew.
And also mechanics. Going to need those too.
Hey, man, we got YouTube. We can do this.
Yeah.
I believe in it.
You can do anything on YouTube. Well, we got a huge show today on this June 21st. We're looking at 14 days until the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You guys coming over for the 4th of July?
I haven't even asked Leslie if
Here's the problem. I hate when holidays fall on like lame days. 4th of July is on a Monday, which means we'll have like a long weekend, I guess, sort of, because Freedom Celebration, so not really.
Do we get Monday off?
Yeah, we'll get Monday off, but we'll have to be right back to work Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you want your 4th of July to fall on a Friday.
Yeah, I'd even take a Saturday. And
ideally, it's on the Friday, so you get the long weekend.
Yeah. Mm.
The good stuff, Dex.
338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Oh, Wooly.
You sound so calm.
Oh, well, I'm trying to calm myself down because y'all issued an impulse statement.
Uh-oh.
Which I love you guys, which I had to call you. You guys said that Sir, he's going to be knighted soon, I'm sure. Mr. Sir James Corden was the one who started the carpool karaoke.
Oh.
It's not true. That was me.
Oh, that's true.
That was
that
me.
Is true. He did copy
that was
true.
Me, most
Wooly.
Definitely.
Wooly, oh. Definitely.
But
sorry,
I am down
Wooly.
To drive. I'm down to make a special exception drive down there. You guys said have some members of the Starmy in the background.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wooly, that would be great.
I think we could pop in an 8-track and get down.
I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it.
Hey, also, I love patriotic holidays and taking time off as well. So
that's
I'm just
right,
trying to
you
add
do.
All together.
Because you're American.
Yeah,
American.
Pretty much.
It's so good. There's nothing better than burgers and Fridays and pie. I mean, can we just get super American for a second?
Man. Yeah. Yeah, I had a great pie over the weekend. Well, it was a crumble. My wife made a crumble for Father's Day.
Come on,
peach raspberry. She couldn't find rhubarb.
Oh, good stuff.
It was like a peach raspberry so crumble.
Good. That sounds
some
really,
vanilla ice
really
cream.
Good.
Yeah,
really
so
good.
Great.
Thanks, Wooly.
So good. Hey, I love you guys. Have a good day now.
Love you. Bye.
Yeah, summer's just great. I mean, it's hot outside.
It's blazing.
Yes.
Blazing.
But summer is always great because you have summer friends.
Summer friends.
You know, you have winter friends.
Winter friends.
You have spring friends. You have fall friends.
Fall friends.
I love my summer friends.
Do you like them the most?
I probably love them the most.
Why is that?
Here's why.
What am I?
Well, it's summertime. A time to embrace warm weather and enjoy life. A time to stay in touch with friends. Especially friends with big boy toys. You know, like a ski boat or a wave runner. Or that family in the neighborhood with the ultimate backyard with the pool and jacuzzi and the top-of-the-line gas grill. Yeah, time to give old Larry a call and see what he's got planned for the weekend. And remember, friends are great. Friends with all the cool stuff are awesome.
I love cool stuff.
Have a great summer.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Love summer.
Is that why
cool
you guys
stuff.
Always come to my house and we've never been to yours?
Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
Just figured it out.
You have all the cool stuff.
Just figured it out.
I have too many secrets.
I've got the coolest thing I have is refrigerated air. Am I right? Hey-o!
Hey-o!
Cool, coolest thing I have.
It's
it really is the best.
Yeah. All right, coming up on the show this morning, we got a celebrity.
Yes, we do.
Her name is Lynn Whitfield, and she is in a brand new original drama series with Oprah Winfrey.
This is true.
And I think everybody in the Starmy is going to enjoy this interview and this drama series because it's about a church.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Here is Lynn Whitfield talking about her character and this new series called Greenleaf.
My name is Lynn Whitfield, and I play Lady May Greenleaf, the First Lady of Calvary Church.
Calvary Church, everybody.
Whoa.
Calvary Church.
That's all you're going to give us?
That's all you get. it's a little teaser.
Okay.
So we got her at 8:30.
Yeah. Didn't we talk to somebody else from Greenleaf?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think you're thinking of another show.
I am.
Yeah,
I am.
Oprah's in this one. It's a big deal.
Yeah, this is. And Keith David, man. He plays the bishop, yo.
Is this about our church, Calvary?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. This is essentially Game of Thrones set in Memphis about an African-American church.
Okay.
I'm not even being funny. That's the best way I could describe it. Because the Greenleaf family are essentially the head of this mega church in Memphis, Tennessee. She plays the pastor's wife.
Yeah. Hmm.
Lady May Greenleaf.
She's a great actor. She's
okay.
She's one of the greats.
Could be cool.
It could be very, very cool. I was excited about this one.
Yeah, 8:30. We got that for you guys.
I sometimes book things that don't stink.
That. Good job.
Man, I hope that got it.
It did.
Oh, oh man. No, stop.
Scares me.
He's helping you. He's doing the right thing.
Man. Let's see. Man, we're going to talk about bear attacks. There was somebody locally that just got attacked by a bear.
Whoa!
Yeah. So we gotta do our PSA. We got to talk about the bears because summertime, they're out. They're storing the food.
Yeah.
Getting ready to hibernate because Christmas is next week. So we're going to
talk about bears. I'm so excited about Christmas. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Did you know that?
It is. I got my turkey. All ready to go, man.
You're a turkey.
Let's see. I have an email from somebody who's wondering if they are a hipster and they don't want to be a hipster.
Okay.
Thought we could talk about that.
Okay.
We didn't get a chance to talk about the transgender teen male yesterday.
Man, or the church sign. Speaking of transgenders, I've got a story.
Church sign?
Yeah. Church sign.
Can the church sign not tell if it's a boy or a girl yet?
Okay.
Is that what's up?
No.
That's what's up.
It's about a church sign that was speaking of transgenders, and some people in the community took exception to it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just saw the headline.
Yep. So we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, it's a big one. We should probably save some of this for tomorrow when we actually have time to talk about this.
I always forget. New Music Tuesday, we can't really do anything but just play new music.
That's why I'm over here, man. People don't forget.
I know you are. Coming up here, we got a great story involving a car, a guy, a wife, and a GPS tracker.
Wow.
I really thought you were going to say, and a transgender sign. It's like, man, what is with the signs out there right now? They're just confused.
I saw the sign, man. I saw the sign.
Oh, no.
It opened up my eyes.
It did?
You saw the sign?
I saw the sign. Good morning, Starmie. When we come back, Taylor will check the roads.
Yes.
Headlines. We'll update you on the fires. Sounds like they're putting that fire out slowly but surely, huh?
Hope so.
Hang out with us. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back! What's going on in the news today?
A shakeup in the Donald Trump campaign apparently aimed at easing the panic among Republican leaders.
Corey Lewandowski clashed with the people that Donald Trump brought in to run his campaign as professionals, people who had been part of the Republican furniture in Washington for a long time.
The FBI has released some transcripts of phone conversations police had with gunman Omar Mateen during the massacre in Orlando.
Supreme Court without comment rejected an appeal from smokers in Illinois who'd sought to have a $10.1 billion class action judgment reinstated against tobacco giant Philip Morris.
Crews in Santa Barbara have a fire over 50% contained, but fires are still burning in New Mexico and Arizona.
The United Nations says there was a record number of refugees last year, some 65 million, about the equivalent of the population of France.
Solar Impulse 2 has the wingspan of a jetliner, but the weight of only a minivan.
Experimental vaccine for the Zika virus is due to begin human testing in coming weeks after getting the green light from the health officials. Inovia Pharmaceuticals say it received clearance from the FDA to begin early stage safety test.
6:32. Good morning.
High today of 98 degrees.
Traffic.
There's a car fire. I-25 north at New Mexico 473. Avenida Bernalillo. I can't see what exit it is. Exit 240. So again, car fire, I-25 north at New Mexico 473. It's exit 240. Guys, watch out for that. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Good morning, Starmie. Huge ginormous show today.
It's probably the biggest show ever.
Mm-hmm. How old is Chris Pratt today? Guardians of the Galaxy. Parks and Rec.
38. He was also in the OC. One of his earliest roles was on the OC.
Way.
Yep.
Seriously?
I'm very serious.
I thought you just wanted to be friends.
I do.
But then what was that? That kiss?
I don't know. I didn't mean for it to happen.
Really?
Yeah.
So this whole night wasn't just a plan to get me back?
No, summer absolutely not.
Greatest couple ever.
That's not summer. That's
Anna. Maybe that's what you want.
Owen! Then,
what? Come on! Just wait a second.
I believed you!
That's summer.
And
that's
you were changing. You just wanted to be
summer.
Friends.
I do. Seth that's, kissed that other girl.
Maybe I just
gosh,
I can't
what an
be
idiot. Seth.
Then
I'm almost done with the series, Dad.
Are you? I got to jump back on.
Yeah, so final season, there's a character named Shay, and it's Chris Pratt.
Man,
it was one of his earliest roles. He played like a hippie guy.
No kidding.
Yeah, which is really funny. So imagine like
we know he really was like in real life. He lived in his van.
Really,
on
that's
the beach.
Him. Then the aloof Chris Pratt, like in his funny moments from Parks and Rec, when he lived in the pit. You know, imagine that, but like way more like eco-friendly.
He totally,
protester
guy. He totally lived in like a VW bus,
that's
like
funny.
Down on
that's,
the beach.
That's cool.
That's him. Then he did it. He was just playing his real life.
That's amazing.
Did you say how old, Steve-O?
I said 38, I think.
What'd 35.
37.
Dang it! I think I said 37.
Brandon Flowers,
ooh.
The Mormon who's the front
the Mormon
of the Killers.
The Mormon.
It's a good thing you identified him, so we all knew.
I am not a fan of the Killers.
Guys. What?
No.
Oh, you need to go.
You're killing me, man.
Ever since they played Edgefest and they demanded so many ridiculous things.
Okay.
I just
yeah. See, that's different. I thought you meant you weren't a fan of their music, and I got frustrated.
Yeah,
I think he's parted ways with the Mormon Church.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say he's 38.
I'll update you later.
I say he's 35.
35.
Boom.
Nicely done.
On this day, 31 years ago, in 1985. Ron Howard's Cocoon was released.
Cocoon. Wow. I remember Cocoon.
Yep. My wife is so funny because every time we see a group of old people, she says, man, Cocoon just walked in. I just laugh every time. I guess you have to be there when she says it.
Yeah, you do.
28 years ago in 1988, Who Framed Roger Rabbit was released.
Oh, nice. Man.
I can remember watching that at my grandma and grandpa's house, and I probably shouldn't have been watching it.
It's a great movie. Just kid friendly.
I was 9 years old.
I was 9 years old and I was never the same.
No, Brandon Flowers is pretty locked in still.
He is? Okay.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I had a friend that used to go to the gym with me and his mom went to college with Brandon Flowers.
Oh, cool.
And she had said via my friend that he had kind of parted ways because he didn't believe a lot of the same stuff. So I don't know. Maybe not.
There you go. It's New Music Tuesday. Let's jump into this track.
Do it.
Oh, I don't like Brandon Flowers. He's dissing fellow Mormon Mitt Romney right now, saying he wasn't a good ambassador to their faith.
Mm.
What do you know, Flowers?
Man.
Okay.
Huh? What? Sorry.
Time for the next track.
Yeah.
This is a new one from David Crowder, his new project. Yeah, Crowder. It's a brand new single called Run, Devil, Run. He's got a new record coming out soon called American Prodigal.
He has a side project called Crowder?
It's not even side project. It's his thing now because David Crowder Band broke up.
Oh.
This is just Crowder.
Yeah.
And this is a brand new song. Tell us what you think at our Facebook.
You can also text us if you don't have Facebook. 585 Live. Crowder. Run, Devil, Run. New Music Tuesday. What do you guys think of it? 585 Live, you can text us, or Star88FM on Facebook.
We got a few people chiming in.
Let them chime.
On the live line, catchy, I like it. Crowder's I Want Candy. I want candy! And now that's all I'm going to think about. Absolutely dig. We were just dancing to the song. We also got a... Awful, just plain awful. So much cheese.
Just cheese. Hmm.
It is kind of... I was always curious as to when people do songs, like, being antagonistic of Satan. Because I just don't feel like that's the smartest tactic on the planet. Do you know what I mean? Like, if anything, we are called to flee temptation. We are called to, like, yeah. Like, we're not to, we don't need to be afraid, but it's also not like demon hunter. Like, hunting demons. going after that. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, okay.
I want to be a demon
like,
hunter.
Really? You want to be antagonistic of that, dude?
I want to sharpen sticks and go after demons.
Okay. First of all, that's vampires, not demons.
Well,
vampires
demons,
sharpen sticks.
I feel
sticks.
Like a vampire would fall into the demon category.
Mm-hmm. But would it?
Werewolves? Yeah.
Those aren't demons. Those
zombies
are misunderstood people.
Or walkers.
First of all, werewolves are just greatly misunderstood. It's not their fault, necessarily.
Like, it is
their
fault.
Like,
they
but
put
it's
themselves
like
in that situation.
Nature, you know, when the moon comes out, it's like...
Leprechauns.
Where do you think they got that nature?
Leprechauns are not demons.
They didn't buy that
maybe
nature.
Maybe Leprechaun, but Lucky, he makes some rad cereal, man.
Yeah, with witchcraft.
Tell him. Tell him, Dex. Get him.
New Music Tuesday continues a little after 7 o'clock. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing all right. I have to say that song reminded me of Hey Mickey.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Mickey,
yeah.
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 Yeah. Or maybe it was like a Cyndi Lauper. I don't remember them because, I mean, yeah, I just like looking at the videos because the girls were pretty. Something along those lines.
Thanks, man.
You better calm down, caller.
Oh, amazing.
Love you, man.
Thank you.
Take it easy, guys.
All right, man.
Yeah, so far, New Music Tuesday is shaping up real nice, Tail.
Just
yeah.
Kicking patoot. Real
Thieves nice. Is not wrong. He said, new youth group anthem. Good stuff.
Good morning. Big show today. Coming up at 8:30, Lynn Whitfield. She's an actress.
That's going to be so good.
She is starring right alongside of Oprah Winfrey in a new original drama series called
yeah.
Greenleaf.
Do you guys have the OWN channel?
Yep.
No.
You do?
Yeah.
I gotta see if I have it
you
now.
You do. You have, you have DirecTV, so you have it.
Okay. No matter what, I just have
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think it's just one of those.
One of the most basic.
You don't actually have, I think.
Man, that's great, y'all. That's
don't
great,
you tease
y'all
me, because I actually kind of want to check this show out.
Yeah, just it's about...
Everybody repeat, but both of you repeat that you're excited about having the OWN channel. Just say it real quick. Just say that real loud.
No!
It's about a Memphis megachurch.
The unscrupulous world of the Greenleaf family.
Scandalous secrets.
Their sprawling Memphis megachurch, dark secrets and lies.
That's what it says, man.
Greed, adultery, sibling rivalry, conflicting values.
Hymnals,
dude. I made a call off air, and I bet it. That's right. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Oh man! But he's got gray hair.
Yep.
That means he can't.
Lynn Whitfield, 8:30. She's been in quite a few things,
dude. She was. Yeah.
She was in Jaws of Revenge.
She was in Thin Line Between Love and Hate. You remember that with Martin Lawrence? She was the lead.
Mm-mm.
She was the crazy girl.
Y'all crazy.
She was the crazy girl he was with.
Why y'all so crazy?
I don't know. Yeah, she's been in a ton of stuff looking back.
Okay, we got that. We have some bear stuff we're going to talk about. Make sure you guys are safe. Because bears, they're hungry.
They're out and about.
So we'll update you on that this morning.
Love that sound.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's time for some news.
Mm.
Let's get to it. Somebody keeps moving things on the document, so my pages keep changing.
That's not me.
It wasn't me. I wasn't touching anything.
You were totally
something keeps moving. Many Doghead Fire evacuees will be allowed home Tuesday. The fire is 46% contained. That's great. Because
yeah.
What was it? Sunday it was at 6% or
yeah.
something? Some residents who have been forced to evacuate their homes due to the Doghead Fire will be allowed back to their homes beginning at 8 a.m. on Wednesday as crews were able to bring the fire to 46% containment just after nightfall. The Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department made the announcement Monday evening at a community meeting in Moriarty. Officials noted that there were no lives lost or serious injuries sustained in the fire, which is awesome, and it drew a massive applause from the crowd. Bernalillo County residents will be allowed back in beginning Tuesday morning. That's great news.
Yeah.
Great news.
You know what stinks is the
smoke.
The families that have evacuated.
Yeah.
Thieves are breaking into these homes that have been evacuated.
Me? Really?
Yeah.
People are so mean. Okay. Did you guys know that New Mexico ranks second in something?
Oh, man. I know.
Let's see.
I have no idea because I'm not the one who put that in there this morning. So I'm going to
just. Oh, right. Okay, fine.
Right, right. Quit moving everything.
Sorry, man. My bad.
Steve-O, New Mexico ranks second in the U.S. for drug overdose deaths.
Oh, man.
Yeah. New Mexico ranks second in the nation for drug overdose deaths, and now federal leaders are saying enough is enough. Quote, unfortunately, we're in an epidemic with heroin and prescription opiates, U.S. Attorney Damon Martinez said. He said just under 500 New Mexicans died of overdoses last year and about 540 the year before. For every overdose death, we believe that there are 125 abusers. That means tens of thousands of New Mexicans are struggling currently with addiction.
You know what's sad about that is a lot of them are high schoolers.
Really?
There's a, and this blew me away. I don't remember what the percentage is, but a lot of kids in high school addicted to heroin.
Man.
Which that to me is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, slightly.
2 years ago, there were 23 pharmacy robberies in the state. Prescription drugs, often opioids, end up on the streets, fueling addiction. And that the Fed stepped in and started prosecuting pharmacy robberies. We are doing that now to make a statement to those individuals who are thinking about doing it. If they do it, they're going to get caught and they're going to end up spending a substantial amount of time in prison. Martinez says since the pharmacy robbers, or I guess since they started prosecuting this stuff, pharmacy robberies have dropped dramatically. New Mexicans know drug abuse and crime are two big complex issues in our state, issues that Martinez says go hand in hand. Now, local, state, and federal officials are working together to try and stop them.
So stiffer penalties. Why don't they do that with almost all crimes out there? Not every crime, but you know the bad ones. Why not say, hey, you rob a store, you're going to face 20 years in prison?
I don't know. They should, though.
And stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're saying it right there that it's dropped since they have put it out there that, hey, if you get caught robbing a drugstore,
pharmacy place, yeah,
you're going to serve some time. And it's the percentage has dropped.
That's good.
I feel like they need to.
They don't just stick with it.
Yeah.
Probably people in other people's pockets getting paid by so-and-so.
Oh, man, yeah. Politics, huh?
Big pharma culture.
You know, in other countries, they cut your arms off.
Whoa, dude. It's true, though.
It is true.
At least your hand.
Yeah.
Anton Yelkin's Jeep may have been recalled recently for a gear-shifting problem.
No way.
If he thought it was in park, but it wasn't, that could explain the accident. Chrysler says they're looking into it, but it's too early to know exactly what went wrong. But you better believe Chrysler's sweating bullets right now.
No kidding.
Well, but, I mean, if they issued a for real recall and he didn't take it back, that's nobody's fault but his own.
Yeah. Yeah, they, on Inside Edition yesterday, they were in the same vehicle that he drove,
mm-hmm.
and the stick shift on it was, the way they had it set up was so easy to keep it in, like, you think it's in park, but no, it's in neutral or it's in reverse. It's the way they've set
really?
It up in those Jeeps is really bad.
Sorry.
So they got to fix that problem.
A new survey found the average woman cleans the house 3 times a week, cooks an hour a day but secretly hates it, and spends 5 hours a week doing laundry.
Ladies, that's a little low. We're going to need to step it up just a little bit, okay?
You need to get that biblical standard in there. Work a little harder.
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
As a feminist, I am just profusely offended and sweaty right now because you have really made me angry. You know what? This is not true for one Dawn Michelle Lott, because she has to spend her day taking care of Johnny Danger, who is quite the handful. He's getting crazy.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. He's all, you know what? It's funny too, because he usually wants to go outside, but it's been so hot lately. He's been wanting to watch his songs. We have like the Baby Einstein children's songs videos.
Yeah.
He likes them. They're all on like Netflix or Hulu or something, but he likes them so much that we ordered the DVDs so that when they travel, he can take them with him.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. But he loves his songs.
Yeah.
When Wheels on the Bus comes on, he loses it.
Yeah.
He loses his mind.
I have an idea for a punishment when he gets out of line.
Let me hear that.
Set up a tent outside.
Okay. Okay.
And then when he gets out of line, you tell him, danger, you need to go and live in the tent.
You don't think that's a little...
During the daytime.
It's like record temperatures outside.
It's a punishment, man.
He has been stealing stuff, so I guess it makes sense.
I'm joking, Starmie. That was in the news yesterday.
Oh, man.
The fact of the matter is most of the Starmie's right there with you. There's a trick to see how much propane is left in your tank before you grill, guys.
This is a
summertime.
This is a
great, we need this.
This is a good life hack.
Life hack. Just pour a glass of hot water on the side of the tank. Feel it with your hand. The top half will feel warm because there's just air in there. But it should feel colder towards the bottom where the propane is,
okay.
So then you can gauge how much is left in
That's
there.
Cool.
Life
That's
hack.
Awesome. I just want to try it.
There's nothing
Wait,
worse.
Wait, so it's got to be hot water?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing worse than not knowing how much propane you have left.
Propane.
What I do is I shake it. I take that thing off. And I go.
Man, this is... I don't know, man. It's,
yeah. I'm glad you thought I was serious.
It's about a quarter full.
Yeah, it's about... Hey, but what if I really could tell? That would blow you guys' mind. I was
yeah.
like, I could just... I can tell the difference between the density of the gases. I can hear it.
Well, I mean, it does feel heavier if it's full.
No.
Yeah, it does.
A website just ranked the best and worst states to take a road trip this summer. Based on gas prices, scenery, and weather. So maybe you're out there and you're wondering... Where you should go for a summer vacation. I'm about to help you out. Oregon and Nevada are the best.
Mm.
Connecticut and Alaska are the worst.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just the worst.
Oregon's beautiful.
I've never been.
Oh, gosh.
Oregon
you need to
is
go.
Beautiful.
Just green.
Mm-hmm.
Luscious trees.
Mm.
Wildlife.
Mm.
Rainbows.
Really?
Cliffs, cliff diving, monsters, snakes, ghosts.
Goats.
Goats. Goat ghosts.
Yeah.
Haunts. Skeletons.
Mm.
If you want more dates, I got a tip for you out there. So maybe you're in college, you're the single Christian dude, and you're like, man, I need to find my wife because I guess that's all that's left for me. We know where you're coming from. We get it. I'm going to help you out. It's okay if you don't read a lot of books, but you need to start reading more books. Because apparently, when you read books, you start getting more dates.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, what?
A new study found that people are more likely to match up on dating sites because they like the same books than if they
sense.
Like the same movies, music, or TV shows. People who show they're passionate about reading in their profiles are more likely to get messages than anyone else. Because, I mean, hey, why would you message somebody if you don't think they can read?
Starting to check out the webcam right there.
Oh, gosh. He's reading.
Yeah, looking at you. Wait.
Is that appropriate?
Huh? No.
I think
yeah.
we should dump that.
Yeah,
dump the video.
No, you can't dump the video.
Can you dump the video, Dex?
No,
just
I
click,
wish you could.
Click the dump button anyway.
There we go. We just dumped you. We just dumped you, Tail.
Why would you do that?
Well, because it was late.
Now people are going to be upset.
I know.
You're going to say, what did he say?
You'll never know.
You'll never know.
Never know.
Gone.
We got to go to break. Thank you, Tail.
Yeah.
More headlines coming up later. Let's see. A couple having some issues, some relationship issues. We'll talk about that when we come back. Who doesn't have issues, huh? I know Steve-O has a whiskey tango this morning. We'll get to in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Good morning. Hang out with us.
In its earliest days, the major function of radio was news. News was the warp and woof of life. But with this contribution came a bonus.
entertainment.
You get to heaven and you meet Abraham Lincoln. You're like, oh, Abe Lincoln, you were the best president, man. You abolished slavery. You did so many great things. Dope beard, by the way. Love the hat. And he's like, oh, thanks very much, I'm kind. And you're like, whoa, prove me wrong. Prove yeah, me okay. wrong. There's All no right. audio proof.
Heard by millions thanks to the magic of radio.
Hey, guys, I'm Abraham Lincoln. Four score 7 years ago.
Okay. Do you have this? Do you have this turned up? Turn this up.
You said shrill.
Yes, I'll take this teddy bear, this ruler.
Okay.
You nailed that. I totally did.
No.
Oh my God. Woo! Nailed it.
Guys,
yes.
These are audio clips from Family Guy. This is the creepy neighbor.
No, that's what Abraham
exactly
Lincoln
what sounds like.
That's Abe Lincoln. Here,
they tell us radio is dead, but this isn't entirely true. It is gone, all right, but it isn't dead. Radio lives on in our minds and hearts because part of our national heritage was formed when radio
it's a good thing
was
the mics
king.
Aren't on yet, huh? Wait, what? Oh
man!
Ah! Oh.
Goodness sakes!
Just gotta clear my throat.
Yep. We'll do it live.
Good morning. 7-Eleven.
High today of 98 degrees, not talking Nick Lachey, just really hot outside.
It's hot.
We got an accident reported at Wyoming and Osuna. Also had a listener text in and say that Lomas and
Washington
were closed. That's not showing up on the map. I don't know what that's about, but thanks for texting in. Also, north of the city, mentioned this earlier. There's a car fire, I-25 north at New Mexico 473. And if you're northbound on 25, about, I don't know, like a mile or two north of that, traffic is down to 12 miles an hour. So I don't know what's up. That's your look at traffic.
Good morning.
Traffic!
Big show today. New Music Tuesday. This is where we need you to come together. Give us your opinions.
We need the Starmy to unite.
Facebook.com/star88FM. Or you can text us at 585 Live. Tell us about the new music. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Is it meh? How do you text that?
Meh.
I thought it was M-E-H. Meh.
Me. Me. But he's holding it out, so.
Me. Is that a lot of E's or a lot of H's?
Hey, do we have anybody that, like, that works here that we're trying to get rid of?
All the time, man.
Because we got an email from our boy Bawat Daba in Vienna, and there's a pastoral search committee.
In Vienna?
He's on the committee, and they're looking for a new pastor. So
sign
thinking,
me
like,
up.
Who should we send to Vienna?
Guys,
I
I'll
loved
go.
I'll
Austria.
Go. I'll go.
You'll go?
Have you guys ever been to Austria?
I was thinking yeah. Daniel.
It's beautiful
so
there.
So beautiful. Yep.
Let's go, guys.
That's where Arnold Schwarzenegger
is. Can we do it? We'll do the morning show from out there.
I don't know. The Wi-Fi is not so good in Austria.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true, because he also sent this. It says every time he tries to watch the webcam, it won't give him access.
Oh, that's weird. It should work.
Maybe we should be able to send He Who Must Not Be Named there.
Ah, Lord Voldemort?
No, Chip. Remember, you said I couldn't say
right,
his name
that's
anymore.
That's right. I forgot.
So
I
maybe we
that.
Him.
No. Can't say Chip.
No,
I mean,
no.
Don't say
no,
it.
No.
He is
no.
Austrian, isn't he?
He's Austrian?
Know, yeah.
He looks Australian.
He does not look Australian. He's Austrian.
The Leskos, I mean, that's
you
an Australian last name.
That is not an Australian last name.
You have bad ideas.
Let's jump into the new music track. Okay.
Okay. This is a cool thing. I don't know how people are going to feel about the song, but last week, or was it the week before, we premiered the new song from the Newsboys.
Mm.
And I don't know if you guys remember, but we talked about it. We were like, man, somebody, the guy who actually wrote that song is sitting somewhere just smiling.
Just like
ear to
jumping
ear.
In his Scrooge McDuck gold
yeah,
vault.
Just collecting right. checks.
Very talented dude.
Yeah.
Well, the guy's name is Travis Ryan. He also wrote the Newsboys hit We Believe. He wrote You Hold It All, Every Mountain, which is the new song. And he has displayed a talent for writing songs and captivating lyrics and engaging melodies for a while now. And now it's time to hear a song from him
nice.
Himself. This is called You Come Running from Travis Ryan. Tell us what you think about it at our Facebook.
Travis Ryan.
Travis Ryan.
You come running on New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, eat it.
Does that song beckon you to come running towards it, or does it send you running away from it?
Well, I'm all about it, man.
Now, I understand it sounds a little K-Lovey, a little Air One-y. Totally get that. But I just feel like the people that write the big songs never get the real credit.
Mickey, you know, Echo.
Who wrote How He Loves?
John Mark McMillan.
Stop it.
But we
gross.
Know David Crowder's version. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By and large, stop it.
Your mouth is sticky right
stop
now.
Stop
it. Knock it off.
Go get the toot spray. I'm spraying it on his face.
Don't do it, Tao.
Yes, I will.
Don't do it.
Still
we all
mad
get
about
punished.
That.
I'm sorry.
Don't do it again. Mistake. Mistake.
Just focus.
What were you saying, Tao?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
I do. You were saying that.
Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
We were saying not enough.
Keep teaching people to do things.
Get it together, man.
To do.
Okay.
Not keep doing. Songwriters.
Keep
get
eating with that mouth full.
Because
you can't even talk. You have to tilt your head. It's so full. He's got so much food in his mouth. Don't put so much food in your mouth. You're gonna choke.
It's like watching a horse try to eat with a fork.
Mm-hmm. Majestic and hilarious.
That sounds like it's from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
New Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
We'll continue, I guess.
So anyway, you guys tell us what you think about Travis Ryan.
Songwriters don't get enough credit, and that's why we wanted to honor them.
Yes, we wanted this guy to get some credit.
I was saying Mickey Echo. I was saying you guys couldn't understand me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize the song was ending, and I put this big old bite of burrito in my mouth, and so it's like, I'm just going to own it. So I just finished my entire burrito.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What? You ate that whole thing?
I was really hungry,
man. Oh, my
man.
Goodness.
Bill Peterson said, so we'll be singing this at next week's service.
No, which one? Is that the one that you're not going to, Bill? Is that the one that... I haven't seen you in a while there, Bill.
Oh.
I haven't seen you in a while there.
Penelope, who obviously hasn't been listening until now, says, this is nice and all, but can't we have some music that isn't worship or pop?
Here you go.
I just choked on my coffee.
Man, I can feel my belly jiggle.
It looks like it's jiggling. I like it, though.
I mean,
Christmas is next week. You might as well get that belly jiggling.
Welcome to the show, everybody. 8:30, Lynn Whitfield. She's an actress. She is in the new series, Greenleaf.
I'm so excited to talk about this.
Network.
Oprah Winfrey Network.
Yeah.
Looks like a pretty good little series. It's about the church, a mega church. Lots of drama. And Oprah's in it. We'll talk to her.
I don't think Oprah's like a big character.
Yeah, well, she's busy.
I'm sure she's not. If Oprah was the main character, we'd have heard about this a year ago.
Yeah. She's in 13 episodes, so maybe she has a big character.
Did you get that Oprah fan club email, Siva?
I did not.
Well, then that's how you know. He always updates me on the Oprah.
I do.
He's in the fan club.
I'm not.
It's actually called the Oprah Underground.
Okay. See, he would know. Daytime TV and Oprah, and you're just a fan.
Her food club is called Fried Oprah.
Okay.
That's good.
I think it might be okra. I get them mixed up.
That's good. Good stuff, Tao. Okay, well, I would like to read a story, if I can.
I mean...
And if we have time, Steve-O can read his story.
Okay.
Let me start things off. That's not the right one.
That was good, though. It was good music. I liked it.
Here we go. Yeah. Guys, we're heading across the pond to England.
Let's get over there.
Wait, England?
Let's put another shrimp on the barbie!
None of this is right. This is all wrong.
We're heading to Leeds, England.
I think it's pronounced Leds.
Well, there's a guy in England who was about to head to work last week when he saw a suspicious device strapped to the bottom of his car.
What it were?
It was a car bomb. Yeah, it happens a lot in the UK.
Yeah. You would think, if you saw something strapped to the bottom of your car, you'd think, oh my gosh, someone wants to blow me up. Well, he's a military veteran.
Oh, wow.
So, he and the cops both agreed it was possible that a terrorist might target him.
Oh my gosh. I was joking. That's no joke.
Yeah, you don't joke about that stuff.
The bomb squad rushed to his house, started making plans to evacuate all schools and houses nearby. Right before they could start getting people out, they figured out what the device really was. Turns out it was...
the Spanish Armada!
No. A GPS tracker that the guy's wife had secretly put on his car monitor him. That's right.
That's
a GPS
right.
tracker.
Tracker.
The cops didn't say why she wanted to track him, and as far as we know, no charges have been filed. It's probably a good thing that he called the cops. You never know when someone wants to blow you up.
That's true.
But yeah, online, if you go to Google, you can actually type in GPS trackers. You can buy them. So you can...
you keep saying GPS tracker.
Track your
I keep
spouse.
Picturing a geo tracker. Straight up.
Yeah.
They're about the same size.
Yeah. Wife wanted to make sure that her husband was going to the grocery store when he said he was going to the grocery store, was picking up the kids when he said he was picking up the kids, mm-hmm, making mm-hmm. sure he was at work when he said he was at work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We used to do a little thing called Cheaters Hotel.
Oh, you did?
We did.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Okay.
We were slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Getting rid of all the cheaters out there. I mean, just getting rid of them.
Just slowly.
We made a dent. Since Cheaters Hotel is no...
few dents. Usually no in fenders because of angry wives.
It's an epidemic now.
Yeah.
It's a disease.
Mm.
Many, many are unfaithful. If you're thinking about cheating, well, you're not going to get caught on Cheaters Hotel because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I feel like this kind of went flat.
Say.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
If you think someone's cheating on you.
It's like a threat with no nothing behind it.
No.
You better be careful because we'll take you to the hotel.
Well, you would have, but you don't anymore. So now
I just wanted to say it.
It just doesn't even make sense that you're saying it.
Just wanted to say it.
There is no hotel.
We just took him to the hotel.
No, you didn't.
Time to robe up.
Robe up?
That's right.
That doesn't make sense.
Got to put that robe on.
I don't trust robes.
Embroidered name right there on the robe. Take you to the wind.
Did you guys know that there was a lunar anomaly last night?
I had no idea.
The pink moon.
That was a couple nights ago, wasn't it?
I don't know.
When I was driving to work, there was a blood moon. There was a blood moon the other night.
Solstice, the official start of summer, is the longest day of the year. This year, it also brought a rare event in last night's sky. Those who looked up at the moon tonight will see they saw what was called the Strawberry Moon. And this year, it happened to coincide with the summer solstice.
Hmm. Okay.
Thank you. The last time these two phenomena coincided was back in 1967.
Wow.
And it won't happen again until 2062. So if you missed it, you should check out my boy Sam Garcia's Facebook because he put up a really good picture of it.
Ooh.
Check that out, Steve-O. Boop. Strawberry
nice.
Moon.
Yeah, we were looking 17. At it and it was like, this doesn't look strawberry. It just looked like a moon.
Yeah,
a couple nights ago,
there was a, maybe it was on Friday morning.
It was more of a Merlot.
There was seriously a blood moon.
It was a rosé. It was more of a rosacea moon.
All right, before we go to break. Whiskey. Tanga.
Do you remember?
Well, it depends on where we're going.
Did you trail off into a wispy mist? Whiskey. Tanga.
I don't remember where it was from.
Well, our dear friend, Mr. Bill, he's chimed in a few times this morning.
He's
from the great state of Michigan.
More like Michigan.
Nope.
It's not beautiful.
It's a loose rhyme.
So we thought we'd honor him with a little story coming from his home state. Woman went to a Kroger grocery store in Bloomfield Township, Michigan last week to pick up a birthday cake for her 7-year-old son.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She ordered a Batman v Superman cake. But when she got the cake, she didn't think it was up to par.
Much like the film? You mean to tell me that it was decorated nicely, but there wasn't much substance on the inside? Interesting.
So being a mom, she thought, you know what? Quick fix. Let me help you.
Got you.
So she went around the counter to try and fix it for herself. But when the employees told her she wasn't allowed to be back there, she did what any rational mom would do.
Yes.
She grabbed the cake and drop-kicked it right in their face!
That's what I'm talking about.
Kicked it? Like, drop-kicked it?
Yeah!
The cake and frosting flew all over the bakery section.
Because if you're going to kick, you're going to drop-kick.
Yeah.
And she stormed out of the store. Cops are still investigating.
Is there video? Because we need
We have got to find video. Cops are still investigating. Apparently, it's a really slow day out in Bloomfield Township, Michigan, but she could be looking at disorderly conduct charges. She was not arrested. She dropped, kicked the cake.
It sounds like.
And stormed out.
It sounds like the city from Mr. Deeds, Winchesterton, Fieldville,
Iowa. Yeah, dude. Kudos to the mom who wasn't taking it, Bloomfield Township, Michigan. If you're going to do a cake, you got to do it right, man. Mm-hmm. It's always frustrating. You order a birthday cake. It doesn't look anything like the picture. Mm. And they still expect you to pay stupid amounts
of money. It's hard.
Yeah. So you drop kick that cake in their face.
Guys, I like ice cream cake.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That kills me. But I'm a huge fan. Of like mint chocolate chip cake.
Hey, when's your birthday?
July 16th.
Dex, look at me.
Do not get him, me, him, really, though.
Yeah. Dex,
no, his birthday is in August, and you can get him an ice cream cake.
I'm throwing my voice. He doesn't know it's me talking.
You're still talking in the microphone.
Check this out, Dex. Let's get him an ice cream cake. Now we can kill him. He can't tell it's me.
Oh, man.
Oh, hey, Steve-O.
Hey, man.
Feel there a cake or something?
No, my favorite cake is German chocolate cake.
That's pretty good. I like upside-down cakes.
What? Yeah, that woman did, too, because she upside-down kicked that cake into their face! Yeah. Good job, Mom.
Dex,
you don't take it.
Oh. It's me over here. Look, it just looks like I'm smiling. Can you tell I'm talking?
Gotcha. You're doing a really good job, Teo. I can't even tell it's you talking, man. You're not even...
I wasn't talking.
You're what? Oh, that's weird. Sounded like you.
This is Daniel.
Oh, wow.
Operations manager. He doesn't like you.
He's not even here yet.
I know. He's throwing his voice
from really far away.
Probably on his bike.
Gosh, that's crazy. Oh, yeah.
Okie dokie, guys. Coming up, more new music. Want your guys' feedback. Facebook.com/Star88FM. Remember, you can text us as well. We got this live line set up. 585 Live. We'll be right back after these messages.
In its earliest days, the major function of radio was news. News was the warp and woof of life. But with this contribution came a bonus: entertainment.
What color is it? The one that Karen was supposed to wear.
Oh, no.
And
what? Yeah, you know what? I don't need a trip down.
You know what I think you do? Yes, I think you do. I think you do, Sammy. You know, this is the dress when we almost got married the second time.
Whoa.
The one that Mike and Carrie stopped when they found out the truth of Will's paternity.
The paternity?
And, oh, wow, this is the one from our almost wedding in Vegas.
Yeah, well, there's more.
Oh.
How many more? I almost married Franco in. What? This is the one that I was going to wear when I got to marry Brenton. What? This is the one that I was going to wear the first time I was going to marry Lucas.
The first time?
How many times
is she going to marry Lucas?
Man. Whoa.
Another way America passed the time was listening to radio.
Uh-oh. You better get out of here before someone not quite so understanding catches you.
Sammy, get away. Don't get hurt, Sammy. Go!
Get out of there, Sammy!
I was so worried for her safety.
They tell us radio is dead, but this isn't entirely true. It is gone, all right, but it isn't dead. Radio lives on in our minds and hearts, because part of our national heritage was formed when radio was king.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
A shakeup in the Donald Trump campaign apparently aimed at easing the panic among Republican leaders.
Corey Lewandowski clashed with the people that Donald Trump brought in to run his campaign as professionals, people who had been part of the Republican furniture in Washington for a long time.
The FBI has released some transcripts of phone conversations police had with gunman Omar Mateen during the massacre in Orlando.
Supreme Court, without comment, rejected an appeal from smokers in Illinois who'd sought to have a $10.1 billion class action judgment reinstated against tobacco giant Philip Morris.
Crews in Santa Barbara have a fire over 50% contained, but fires are still burning in New Mexico and Arizona.
The United Nations says there was a record number of refugees last year, some 65 million, about the equivalent of the population of France.
Solar Impulse 2 has the wingspan of a jetliner, but the weight of only a minivan.
Experimental vaccine for the Zika virus is due to begin human testing in coming weeks after getting the green light from the health officials. Inovia Pharmaceuticals say it received clearance from the FDA to begin early stage safety tests.
Good morning. 7:50.
High today of 98 degrees.
Let's check them roads out there, Tails.
Let's do it.
We'll check out some more new music.
Disabled vehicle on the shoulder is blocked. I-40 East at 4th Street. Watch out for that stuff. Also, north of the city, towards the Bernalillo area, there's an accident. I-25 North at Highway 315. It's backed up to Highway 550. Stop and go traffic. Expect delays up to 20 minutes if you are northbound on 25. That's your look at traffic.
New Music Tuesday. We need you guys to be involved.
Need you.
Go to our Facebook page at Star88FM. We post a picture. We ask you to leave a comment after you hear the new music. Tell us what you think about it. And you can text us. Steve-O, what's that number?
585-LIVE. That's 585-5483.
Okay.
Stoked about this. It's a brand new single from Paper Route. They have a new record coming out called Real Emotion. And the guys in the band have called this song the penultimate Paper Route song.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I like these guys,
it's called
too.
Chariots. Tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
Paper Route. Chariots. New Music Tuesday on Star 88.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about it? Give us feedback. Are they saying anything?
Yes. I was going to read a little bit of what the bassist said about that song.
Yeah, you go ahead and then I'll share feedback.
It says, Chariots is a song we couldn't be more proud of. It's a bit of everything we've always strived to do condensed into a few minutes. What are you guys laughing at?
He's grabbing my steering wheel.
Yeah.
Why would yanking he on that thing.
Well, he got a tweet from some guy that said he's the one that should be taken over.
Yeah, I mean, as the senior officer in charge,
you can't let that stuff go to your head, Steve.
The senior officer in charge?
Yeah. That just makes you sound like an old person.
Yeah.
Which you are the oldest one. So, I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you want that? I can get you an AARP card, too, if you'd like that.
I guess I don't want to be in charge guy anymore. All right, well then take your hand off my steering wheel.
Okay, fine.
Dax.
There you go. Do it again.
Okay. Dax, he can't tell I'm talking again. It's like a cake of poison.
Huh?
Why is he looking at it?
What?
He's looking at this.
What are you guys talking about?
But yeah, the bass player said that they couldn't be more proud of this song. It's everything they've always strived to do, condensed into a few minutes. Manic beat, glow of the halo, atmospherics, and a deeply personal but simple lyric. He says if it's not the cornerstone of the new album, it's at least the apex.
Huh?
So they are stoked on the song, proud of it.
So it looks like so are the Starmy. Mm-hmm. Totally dig it.
Steve, what are they saying?
Someone said, that is acid music.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Las Cruces. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Psychedelic?
Someone else said, I'm pretty sure that background beat is from a Prodigy song. I actually heard that. I heard that as well. Thebe says, when one of Paper Route's songs show up in Shuffle, I always look to see who it is. Just solid stand-up music all the time. This isn't any different. Maya says, yeah, now I think this is my favorite track of today's new stuff. I say keep it.
All
right. New Music Tuesday. Thanks for joining us, Starmy. 7:58.
High today of 98.
Let's check them roads out there.
Traffic! Don't forget, guys, the accident, I-25 North at Highway 315. It's backed all the way up to Highway 550. stop and go traffic, expect 20-minute delays. Also, a disabled vehicle, shoulders blocked, I-40 East at 4th Street. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
And right now, we're going to talk about encouraging.
Wait, right now?
Yes, right now.
Right now.
Right now? Right now?
Time it is.
Right now, we're going to encourage. What?
Huh? What?
What?
Nothing. Nothing. Let's just encourage.
I have a whole sermon planned on encouraging.
Right now?
Right now.
Okay. I mean, if you want to, we're not going to hear any of it on the podcast, but that's fine.
Yeah, we are, because look what I just did.
Boom!
Magic! Magic!
Hold on a second. Let me hit this button.
A soundtrack for your soul. This is Star 88 on KLYT, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Star88.fm.
See how I just did that?
That was good, man.
I like
it.
It was
pretty good.
I forgot you could do that smooth.
Yeah, you're so great.
That's a good trick.
You are so great.
You're a magician. Maybe a witch.
Awesome.
What was it talking about?
Encouraging!
No, not really. I wasn't serious. I mean...
Oh, man. I'm excited. Our interview's coming up.
Yeah, 8:30. We're going to be talking to Lynn Whitfield.
Yes.
She's a big deal. She's a celebrity. She lives in Hollywood.
Thank you. Yes.
She's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Call Baton Rouge.
And she's going to be in this new show called Greenleaf with Oprah. It's on the O Network. It's about a church, a mega church, and all the secrets and lies.
She played Josephine Baker in the Josephine Baker Story. That's like kind of what put her over back in the 90s. I'm excited, man.
It's going to be a fun interview. We're all looking forward
to fantastic.
It.
She's fantastic.
8:30. Lynn Whitfield.
She's basic. She's the, I think she's pastor's wife, basically.
Okay.
She's like the evil behind the scenes.
We know. We know who's in charge. It's usually not.
It's Lady May. That's her name on the show, Lady May.
You think Barack Obama? You think he leads this country? I don't think so.
Whoa.
I mean, now we're getting...
First Lady.
Something. Totally.
By the way, they enjoyed the Carlsbad Caverns.
They did. I saw that.
They vacationed.
Yeah, they did.
There you go.
That's pretty cool. Oh, man. You guys been? You been, Tao?
No.
You have to go.
We played in Carlsbad years ago.
You didn't go?
Didn't go to the caverns.
Oh, they're amazing.
We've never taken our kids. We keep talking about turning that into a trip. What?
We were on tour with Pillar, and we didn't have time.
Well, the only reason why I'd go is if I had kids. I wouldn't go if I didn't have kids.
Oh, well, when I was a kid, my mom took me to the caverns, yeah.
Man, it's so beautiful.
Yeah. I want to go back. We should plan a trip.
Do you guys love me?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Feed my sheep.
Oh, I knew it.
All right, we got to talk about something pretty serious, guys.
Yeah. Called the break.
No, we're staying with it.
Yeah, we don't have to.
We don't even have to.
We took a big break. We took a big break earlier.
Yeah. What are you talking about? We don't have to. I got 9 minutes until the next new music track.
9 minutes. 9.
9. Oh,
man. You know what I want to talk about?
Yes.
You're speaking about encouragement.
Yes, Dale.
Did you really have something you want to talk about?
I did. I hit the button, but then you started talking about it.
I thought I was saving you.
No, you're not saving me.
It sounds like you just flat. You made up the encouragement thing.
No, this guy keeps grabbing the steering wheel and trying to lead.
Jesus, take the wheel.
He's telling me to go to break when clearly I don't have to go to break.
That's right.
I played the legal.
You do.
I'm okay.
You have a lot of time.
Take your hands off the wheel.
Yes, sir.
That's fine. Can you just pull over at the nearest rest stop?
Oh, that's what this is. Just get out of here.
Just go.
Just go.
We don't need you.
We got this.
I know how to drive, Dad.
Yeah. A lot of cold
brew. And I can read a map like a fiend.
Just a lot of...
Taylor and I have to talk about something serious right now.
We do.
Yeah. Alarming trend happening in America right now. A frightening number of bear attacks.
Bear necessities.
Big. Big bear.
No. True. Out there. Big bear. Chase. Big bear chase.
What is he saying?
What? Big bear chase me.
That's scary.
Let's see what we got in this picnic basket.
Tell the other bears what you just saw.
Stay out of the woods. Y'all tell your neighbor, just stay out of the woods.
Guys.
Stay out of the woods.
Bears are a problem. Especially in the summertime.
Yep.
There are a lot of attacks that happen because, well, they're not hibernating. They're looking for food. They're hungry. And... if you're going to go out running, you're going to go out hiking, what do you need, Tao? What should you bring with you?
if you're going to go hiking into the woods with bears?
If you're going to go out into the wilderness, what should you have with you?
I would say...
I'm quizzing you right now.
Some cheese.
No. No.
Bears like cheese.
Yeah, you don't want to bring something the bears like.
Why? You can throw it in the other direction and they'll go after it.
I don't think they will.
Okay. You want bear spray.
Yes, you want bear spray.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's like mosquito spray, but it's for bears.
Bear spray, bear mace. Mm-hmm. You can pick it up, I think, at Wally World. I don't know.
Bear necessities.
A gun would be good.
Well.
I mean, if you have a license to carry a gun, you should definitely carry a gun. Because you never know when a bear might attack you. Now, usually, most of the time, if you come up on a bear and you make lots of noise, like this person right here.
Bear! Bear! Mm-hmm. Stop that! Yes. Stop that! Yes. Bear, stop that! Bear! Bear, stop that! Bear!
She's
bear!
Just yelling at the bear.
Just, bear!
I don't know if that's...
Bear!
You're going to get eaten.
Bear, please stop!
I don't know if that's the way you handle that situation, but if you yell and make yourself as big as possible, usually the bear is going to take off.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to spook the bear.
Yep.
Now, this situation with this lady, it was a freak accident with the bear. And it's a local woman.
Really?
She was running a marathon on Saturday in a national park called...
Bear Park Place.
We need Steve-O. Valles Caldera National Preserve. Valles Caldera, just outside of Santa Fe.
Woo.
In the middle of running the marathon, she got attacked by a bear.
Man.
Now, I watched the news report, and it shows an outline of where she was running.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you zoom in on the GPS tracker that she had on, you saw all these, like, where she was running. She was darting everywhere. I mean, it was like there was a straight line of her running the marathon, and then all of a sudden you could see exactly where the bear started attacking.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It doesn't say how far into the race it happened, but the cub. Now, here's another thing. If a bear is with its cubs,
mm-hmm.
gosh, get out of there.
Get out of the bear place.
Get out. You just go back the other way because you don't mess with a bear and its cubs.
Yep.
The woman ended up with injuries to her head, neck, upper body.
Man.
Had to be airlifted out. But she lived. She lived. And it looks like I think she just got out of the hospital, which is good. The bear, they had to put the bear down. They caught the bear. They euthanized it. I guess it had three cubs. And they haven't found the cubs yet, which is sad. Most likely, they'll end up dying. Yeah. But if they find them, they'll move them to a wildlife center once they do.
That's terrifying.
It is terrifying. A woman in Canada. Recently, she was out picking mushrooms, claimed she was being tracked by a wolf. She got away from the bear by luring it into the path of a bear. Or
luring it into the path of a bear. Man, that's smart.
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go over here. Here, let's get this.
That's really quick thinking.
And, you know, they'll
I would have just been
fight.
Scared the whole time.
Yeah.
Myself. Probably, because bears can climb trees, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so your tree's not going to be your shelter.
That's right.
Bear!
No.
Bear!
No.
Stop that! Stop that!
So this is the runner?
No, this is some other lady.
That's scary to me. To me, I imagined that being the runner lady from Santa Fe, trying to convince this bear to leave her alone. Not working.
Yeah. You do want to make a lot of noise. That is definitely...
Steve-O and I learned that a couple years ago there was a bear that popped up here on campus.
That's right.
While we were walking in.
You guys have been in this situation before.
Luckily, the bear was over here by the skate park, and so Steve-O yelled, and it kind of hit the echo chamber of the skate park, and it scared the bear, and the bear just took off.
Yeah.
And so then when that started happening, when we could tell that it was... scared, he just started yelling, and then I started yelling, and it ran, and then it ran up a tree, and then they had to call animal services, and then they got it out of the tree, and they told me that they took it up to the woods, but I think that means that they killed it.
Yeah. here's another thing you want to do. If you if a bear is attacking you, you're probably not going to be able to fight that bear. I mean, let's face it. You're not going to win. You should play dead.
Yeah.
That's what this lady
did.
That's
another thing that they tell you to do is to just curl up.
She did this. This lady in New Mexico got attacked. She actually played dead. And she said it worked.
Yeah, but she not without injury because
oh yeah, she got injured, of course.
They had to airlift her out.
She didn't die. I mean, if she would have tried to fight the bear,
no.
There's no way you could win.
This isn't the Revenant and you're not Leo.
You're not going to win.
It's not going to happen.
She's alive because she played dead. So, it's summertime. Make sure you have your bear mace. If you have a license, have a gun. If you're going to go out in the wilderness, hey, right up here, right here at the Sandias, there's bears and mountain lions.
Mm-hmm. There is. This is why I've started going to the Bear Canyon CrossFit. They train me how
that's not true.
To fight a bear. It says, oh, now you poke the bear.
Oh, now you poke the bear!
There it is.
Speaking of the bears, they did find the cubs, and they have been relocated.
To a safe haven.
Yeah.
Did you Google that?
No, somebody texted
Liveline.
Thank you, Liveline.
Liveliner.
That's good news.
Liveliner.
After our bear encounter, I don't go anywhere without hairspray.
We didn't have any hairspray.
What? No, I know, but now that's what I was told was
hairspray?
You always have hairspray, right? Is that what you said?
Hairspray.
And a lighter, right? I choose Aquanet.
Not hairspray, bear spray.
No, yeah, hairspray and
bear
a lighter.
Spray is different.
It's like a flamethrower. That's what you've
that's
been saying,
life hack
right?
For a flamethrower.
They will be attracted to the hairspray. They are big fans of Aquanet.
But you told us we should always carry hairspray.
Bear spray, non-listener.
Oh.
Bear spray.
Bear spray.
God gave you two ears and one mouth. Which one are you using more?
Mm. Guys, with all that said, it's summertime. Stay indoors.
Cue the... Oh. Sorry. I was waiting for Will Smith.
Just grabbing that wheel, man. Just grabbing that wheel. It's New Music Tuesday. It's time to jump into it.
Mm-hmm. And we know the feeling, which is the name of this song. It's from Half Noise. Project by Zach Farrow, who is now back in Paramore, reportedly. Check it out. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/star88FM.
Half Noise. Know the feeling. New Music Tuesday, Star 88.
Speaking of knowing feelings, a listener chimed in on the live line and said, you know what? I've always had a feeling in my gut that I'm going to die in a knife fight with a bear. Kind of like Liam Neeson at the end of The Gray. Spoiler alert. It's weird, but I've had that feeling for years.
That was with a wolf.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I never...
This person said, always carry extra underwear just in case you run into a bear.
Mm.
Very true.
Underbear.
What's a spoiler alert?
Spoiler alert. It's where you ruin the end of a movie. Is there an end of a movie that you would like to ruin right now, Dex?
Well...
You seen any lately?
People always get upset with me when I do this.
Don't. Oh, no.
Let's ruin the endings.
No, let's not.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's ruin the endings of movies.
Let's give it away.
We'll give them away.
All right.
And people, they will say.
Hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, we did, and here we go.
A lot of people out there love the new movie that came out this past weekend.
Finding Dory?
Do not. I haven't seen it yet.
I would love to ruin the end of this movie.
I have not seen this one yet.
I'm going to ruin the end of this movie because Steve-O has still not seen Frozen like I told him to watch it.
Oh. That's true. And I also haven't seen Brave, speaking of bears.
Okay.
Well, before you do Frozen, let me do Finding Dory. Dory dies at the end.
No! Why would you say that?
You had to. That's what she found.
Man, she spoilers, found
guys. It was a peaceful rest.
It's a sad movie.
Did
it's a
she
Pixar
get flushed?
Movie.
She got
well,
someone caught
thing.
Her. Oh. She got hooked.
Pixar is really good at kind of, they're the Disney thing, you know? So a close family member, usually in every Pixar/Disney movie, passes away. Well, this time they decided they were going to change it up a little bit, but they still needed that emotional punch.
Mm.
So they just went with the main character.
Kind of like All of Up.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was
tragic. Yeah.
Oh,
Frozen.
Man.
Frozen.
No, I don't want to see Frozen, so please.
One of the funniest movies I've seen in a long time.
Really? There's comedy in it?
You know there's a sequel coming out called Burnt.
Okay.
I can't wait for that. I had no idea.
No, guys.
It's about getting sunburned.
There are children in cars thinking you guys are serious.
No, there's no school right now.
Oh,
there are no children.
That's true.
When the Ice Queen...
True.
takes over.
Oh, and has to fight the lion.
No, that didn't happen.
You need to watch Frozen.
And they go through the big closet thing, and there's a bunch of clothes in it.
No, that's not the movie.
And they're like, we're in the
Frozen Wasteland.
Oh, that's right.
Lord of the Rings.
My bad, guys.
I hate that part when Voldemort comes out and he kills the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. We'll give them away,
and people they will say,
hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, we did. Here we go.
Y'all seen that Star Trek?
Lynn Whitfield.
Oh, I can't wait.
Actor. Actress.
No, it's 2016. Actor.
Celebrity. Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Ooh.
I have no idea if she has one.
It's a lot.
Wow, you just made that up.
Did you know that if you want to be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you have to purchase your own star?
I've already gotten one.
Okay.
It says Brad Pitt.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see the resemblance.
Looks just like me.
You look like the guy from Transformers.
I look just like Brad
Josh Duhamel.
Yeah. That's who you look like.
I told Brad, I said, Brad, you stop taking these B-rolls, dude.
You should go and you should try to be on a soap opera.
Oh, I already am.
Man.
You got that look.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
You got the eyebrows.
Is it this look right here?
Yes.
Like I'm considering things, but I'm really just balancing the checkbook.
It's all about the eyebrows, man. You have long eyelashes?
I do have long eyelashes.
Looks like you're wearing makeup.
I am. Not wearing makeup. It's a natural feature.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm okay.
It's just a foundation.
It is a foundation. I feel like we should jump into this email real quick because I think we can solve this problem really quick.
Okay.
Maybe we can. I don't know.
I haven't.
I think it's pretty simple.
Talk about sometime.
Oh, do you want to talk about something?
I'm not trying to take over the ship.
Take your hand off my wheel.
Yes, sir.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Michelle Obama.
Kristen wrote in.
I thought this was from Michelle Obama.
Nope. I have to be honest. I hate that the term hipster is thrown around so much.
Ah.
It's lost whatever meaning it used to have.
That word had meaning before any other word had meaning.
A lot of people think I'm a hipster. And they say it to mean it as an insult. It's an insult. Apparently because I grow my own kale.
Okay.
I love indie music.
Okay.
I compost trash.
Compost.
That's what I said for my garden. Because I do those things, I'm a hipster.
That means Chrissy's a hipster too.
Your wife is a hippie.
But that's exactly what she does, this girl.
But your wife, does she not shave
her armpits? No, there's a way to figure this out.
Yes, she shaves her
armpits.
There's a way to figure this out.
You said that she wasn't.
Yeah, you said she smelled like patchouli and B.O.
Yeah, but she still shaves her armpits.
Wow.
She just uses like
the
hippie
you checked?
Deodorant.
You got to check when they're asleep.
My wife's going to be so mad at me.
When they fall asleep, you walk over there and go, armpit check. Here's how you can tell if somebody's a hipster versus a hippie.
Okay.
Where does Chrissy like to hang out more? Joshua Tree or Los Poblanos?
Los Poblanos.
Hipster.
Yep, you're right. Shoot. Yep.
Ready for this?
All day long.
Who would she rather listen to?
Okay.
Def Cab for Cutie.
Uh-huh.
Or Chris Tomlin?
Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, hipster.
Hipster. Man.
And then the final test. Ready for this? Hippie versus hipster. Which one is her favorite book in the Bible?
Okay.
Song of Solomon or Lamentations?
I feel like I'm hosed with either answer.
Tell me.
I wish it were Song of Solomon,
but it's Lamentations,
hipster!
Chrissy!
No! Lamentations is the most hipster book in the Bible because it's just a constant complaint.
Yeah.
Well, Kristen goes on to say in the email, why can't I just enjoy my gardening and music without being made to feel bad about it? I'm not following trends. I just don't. I just do what I like. Is it necessary to label me for that?
No, that's stupid.
No, I think we should label everyone.
Because we have chickens, we grow our own veggies.
Hipster.
I may only listen to music if it's vinyl.
Hipster.
I can only read books if I'm sporting my Ray-Ban glasses. Hipster. I have to take my contacts out.
Also, that's ridiculous.
I won't read any book that's published after 1972.
Ridiculous.
Hair bun.
You know? It's called a man bun.
Hair bun.
You're just jealous. Baldy.
Whoa.
You know what?
Fire
him. Fire
him.
Too close to the...
Fire him. I mean, you can do it. Look at me.
That was a fiery dart.
Dax.
Talking about my wife's armpit hair. That's
guys, look at my gorgeous smile. Dax. It just looks like I'm sad. And I actually talking.
I think hipster has become a term that everybody throws out when they just don't understand somebody else.
I don't think anybody knows what
it means. Oh, that dude is so hipster.
I will say this.
Why?
10 minutes ago, Chrissy Jeter put up a picture of her garden on Instagram.
Oh, man, that is luscious.
It is. That's a good...
Tomatoes in there.
Let me read the hashtags. Ready?
Sunflowers.
Hashtag garden. Hashtag therapy. Hashtag urban chickens. Hashtag backyard chickens. It's all in the hashtags,
who we
bro.
Call it?
It's all in the hashtags.
My hipster wife.
Oh.
Disappointed.
It's okay.
Disappointed. Come on, Chrissy.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Chrissy.
You've been outed as a hipster, Chrissy.
You were just outed on the radio as a hipster, and I don't know how to feel about it.
I don't think I'm a hipster.
We got
that's
an email.
Exactly what a hipster would say.
Made all that up.
No, that's exactly what a hipster would say.
We got a real email from a listener named Kristen who is frustrated right now because her friends are calling her hipster because, why? She grows her own kale.
That's right.
She, what was it? She composts garbage
Chrissy.
For the backyard or something weird.
Chrissy, then, this is Matt.
Yeah.
I need you to read me the hashtags that you put on the picture that you posted to Instagram 10 minutes ago. Just do that real quick, and then we'll talk about if I made
it up. I'm like defending your honor on the air, Chrissy, and then Teo goes, look at the last picture Chrissy just posted on Instagram.
Oh,
literally,
my gosh.
10 minutes ago.
What was the hashtag?
Can you just read me those hashtags, Chrissy?
Here,
I can't read them because I'm on my phone.
Well, here, I have them. Number one, hashtag garden.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, hashtag therapy. That's not very hipster. Hipsters are too cool for therapy.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Okay.
That's her therapy, is the garden.
Continue. No, she was referencing our therapist shows up, and actually we have a recliner in the corner of the garden where we have our sessions.
Wow.
You just couldn't see the very expensive psychologist in the corner. Number three, urban chickens.
Oh.
Number four, backyard chickens. Yeah. And the very first comment was from one Brian C. Lopez that said, yes, exclamation point, who is the king of hipster.
Hashtag nerd fail.
He is their king.
He is.
If I'm in the category of Brian Lopez, I'm happy in that category.
Yeah,
well,
that's fine.
Hipster.
That's fine. She's old enough that she doesn't care if her stupid friends call her hipster.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
all good, Chrissy.
Steve-O, you nailed that, because I was going to say, Kristen, the person who wrote us.
Yeah.
Who cares what other people think?
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Because
you enjoy your life.
I think most people just throw hipster out there as like, it's almost like poser. It's like today's poser term. Mm. Like, oh, you're not really into that. You're just doing it because you want to be cool.
That's a
but
good
But if
idea.
You love gardening as much as my wife does, and composting trash for
it's
said garden,
music.
And rocking Death Cab for Cutie all day long because they're amazing,
yeah.
Then who cares about your stupid friends?
That's right.
You do you, boo.
Chrissy, how's that making your own deodorant coming along?
Oh, no. Don't answer that, Chrissy. I want to just go.
I haven't done it yet.
Don't worry. We ordered you a box of shea butter and patchouli. It'll be there this afternoon.
I am the worst kind of.
Steve's the one that likes the shea butter.
Yeah, I'm the worst kind of hipster because I grow a bunch of lavender in the backyard, Los Poblanos, and I went outside to shear it this last week because it's starting to bloom, and I'm like, I need to shear my lavender, and I started shearing it, and then all of a sudden, I was like, bees! They had just bees everywhere. So I was like, I'm going to go ahead and leave this lavender for a little bit. So, by the way,
that makes Steve the hipster.
Yeah,
well, and me the hippie.
And we've discovered something, Chrissy, because Teo had a few questions to see whether you were a hipster or you were a hippie. And his final question was, is your favorite book of the Bible Song of Solomon or Lamentations? To which I said, I wish it was Song of Solomon, but it's in fact Lamentations.
That wasn't a setup.
We were corrected, however, by a listener who said, Ecclesiastes is definitely the hipster book.
Okay.
Lamentations.
Oh, I like Ecclesiastes.
Oh, well, never mind.
Lamentations is angst or goth.
Yeah, and Chrissy's definitely, like, she's goth hipster. Mm. She's Is there such thing as a goth hippie?
Maybe a gothster?
Goth hippie?
Yeah. Goth.
Or a hip-off?
Hipster raver?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even know.
Chrissy, you're the best.
Yeah. Isn't doing your own thing
fun, guys.
Yeah. See, doing your own thing is the definition of a hipster. So
I like that.
You kind of do your own thing,
just do
honey.
Do your thing, girl.
You do you, boo.
Do your thing.
Garden looks beautiful.
Do you.
When we're bringing you guys tomatoes and peppers, you guys can...
When you're at our house rocking our salsa that we made from scratch from all ingredients in the garden.
That's right.
All natural.
Yeah, that's how we do. All right.
No chemicals in them tomatoes.
Maters.
I love you, wife.
Thanks,
love you,
Chrissy.
Too, husband.
All right.
Bye.
Later.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Little did you guys know that I
got a job, hippie.
I bought you Monsanto seed for your tomatoes.
Oh, man. Don't say that.
GMOs all up in that garden. Booyah.
Man.
I am not now, nor will I ever be, a hippie.
Yeah. Thank you, Hank. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, speaking of grown men like Hank, I got a text from our dear friend Aaron who really wants us to call him. But we are like 2 minutes away from having an interview, right?
Yeah.
And so we can't. Buck, we'll call you, I promise, after the interview.
Who?
Buck. He wants us to call him.
But you said it was Aaron.
Buck?
We were talking about bears earlier.
Johann Sebastian Bach wants us to call him.
What?
I know.
From the grave?
Yes. Sorry, I forgot to tell you guys. I took up a new course
at
the community college.
You took that psychic thing too seriously.
Yeah, so it's a new course I'm taking. And so coming up, we're going to channel Johann Sebastian Bach. No, dude, Buck!
Buck?
Buck!
Buck.
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 Barnen.
Buck.
Is it Barnen? Is it
bouquet?
It's flowers. You want him to call flowers? Brandon Flowers.
I really
can't work in these conditions. Buck, teach me how to sell houses, man, so I can make more money and not deal with these two.
Yeah, I talked to Buck the other day, and he said, "Yeah, you can go hang signs for me."
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Really?
You could be the sign arrow guy.
Sign arrow guy's got a good job.
Sign arrow guy, and you just dance around listening to the Killers all day.
Yeah.
Spinning that sign, just like pointing.
Stop it. Stop it.
Okay, I will. I'm sorry.
Coming up here any minute now.
Any moment, really.
Lynn Whitfield, she is in the new original drama series, Greenleaf. And you got to go to the bathroom.
Yes. This interview is going to be amazing because this show is kind of, I mean, it's premiering tonight, but it's already kind of got some flack going on.
What do you mean?
Well, it is called Greenleaf. It is centered around the Greenleaf family. The Greenleaf family happens to be the family that runs this sprawling Memphis megachurch. And it's all about their dark secrets and lies within. So,
betrayal.
I mean, it's kind of one of those drama series, but it's centered around a megachurch. And so, of course, there's already some flack. And the fact that it's on Oprah's network, which we had a listener chime in earlier saying, that's interesting. You know, how can that be considering Oprah, you know, had a quote saying that God was jealous of her or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to talk to her. And she does play opposite Oprah Winfrey, who is also on this show. So,
well, I don't know for sure.
But yeah.
I think Oprah is agnostic, right? I mean, she believes that there is a creator, that there is some energy out there.
Right.
But she doesn't just label it as one.
Right.
Or as Jesus Christ is God. I mean, she doesn't subscribe to that.
She's doing her own thing, if you will.
I don't get it.
Oprah Winfrey Network. It's her channel. She's doing her own
thing.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Sorry.
I thought it was Lynn Whitfield.
Really did.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting little series.
Yeah, they've already shot two seasons, and the season one premiere is tonight. So I'm interested in that as well, because they kind of shot it a la Lord of the Rings. There's 26 episodes in the can.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's first season?
Yeah, well, there's 13 episodes a season, so.
All right, well, good morning.
Good morning. It's David Levin at Wise Brother Media, and I have got Lynn Whitfield for you.
Awesome. Yes.
Hold on 1 second, guys. And you're on with Lynn.
Lynn!
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to Albuquerque, Lynn Whitfield.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me in Albuquerque.
Dude, I gotta say, we are very, very excited to talk to you. This is a show that has been on my radar. First of all, I want you to know, like, right off the bat, we are a Christian radio station, mm-hmm. and so we're rocking this show about a Memphis megachurch that's, like, secrets and lies, and I'm like, preach it, because mm-hmm. I think in culture, Christianity has this weird stigma of either hypocritical, you know, stuck up, Christians are pretty much known for what they hate rather than what they love. And so tell us a little bit about Greenleaf and what we can expect with this new mega church drama.
Yeah, well, it is a family drama.
Okay.
Of highly ambitious people, interesting, actually at the core, really good people who have lost their way, which so often happens when you have so much power, because this church is a non-denominational church, so it doesn't really have to answer to anyone, you know?
Okay.
And you kind of get, you see a family, everybody wants to be in the pulpit, we all live together in a big family compound. So the family has access to each other all the time, and the family business just happens to be this church, which all of a sudden, this prodigal daughter, based upon a family tragedy, comes home, who left 20 years ago because she didn't agree with the direction the church was going. She did not agree with some of the scandals of just the family itself and how it was handled. And she comes home and goes about exposing both the family secrets and the church for its, you know, corruption.
Okay.
And so it begs the question, which is really important right now, as you said, you know, the church can get into this whole thing of saying, looking at the rest of the world and judging.
Yep.
Yeah.
And putting, you know, Christians, we can put ourselves on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to, lately, the new thing is, you know, we idolize the messenger, and the message can kind of get a little bit lost sometimes.
Mm.
So this takes a look at the family, the people, because you never know what is going on in someone's home.
Right, right.
Because somebody becomes a bishop or a doctor, a lawyer, a politician, it doesn't mean that they don't have dysfunction in their family.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, we're taking a look at the humanity of these people,
mm-hmm.
and in doing so, you know, it says, you know, you need to have your own personal relationship. You can't always just go by, you know, the leader.
Right.
You have to do it yourself. And it all becomes extremely entertaining and, you know, cliffhangers of how this family negotiates through all of the challenges of actually finally having to face some of their truths, you know?
Yeah.
Set in a beautiful Memphis palatial setting, a mansion and lake, stable, all that, planes, the whole thing. And and we kind of get to just go for it. We go at it. We have a go at it. And it's really interesting. Oprah is in it, as you know.
Yeah.
She recurs in it. She plays a rock. You know, I'm a first lady of the church, and she's the first lady of a juke joint in Memphis.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
So
oh, man.
Already we have two different approaches to life.
Right, right.
And towards the end of the series, Oprah and I really get to go toe-to-toe with each other and have a real rumble because it looks at family themes like unforgiveness, which is such a big deal,
yeah.
To people being all they can be to get rid of it, and this family, you see where people hold on to resentments and things, and what it causes with, you know, just the pain of not being able to forgive,
yeah.
Of not being able just to get on a good foot, and even at the end of this first cycle, It opens more of the questions. It doesn't give the answers. And another reason that I love the show so much is that it's not preachy. It's not preachy saying, you know, this is how you have to do it. It's just looking at the humanity of these people and seeing how they are working through things, you
yes.
know, where we're not pointing a finger at anybody. So, it's going to be pretty exciting.
Man.
And the reviews have started coming in. The New York Times says it's something to watch. People Magazine says it's something to watch. Variety, Hollywood Reporter. And, you know, they all say that one of the things about it is that the setting is so interesting and it's so hard to deal with spiritual subject matter in television, and they feel like we've come up with a good balance thus far of, you know, the people's drama of it,
which I think is so
important around a church.
That's so it's so
I've
important
never
to do
anything
that.
Like it on television.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Talking with Lynn Whitfield, one of the stars of Greenleaf, new series that premieres tonight. Basically about this Memphis mega church, the seedy underground, if you will, of it. Because, as you said, talking about the humanity of Christians, a lot of times for us, a lot of us, all three of us in here, I think, grew up with a similar background of, you know, I grew up Baptist, and at church, it was the perfect family picture box, and everybody, you know, we were sinless and blameless and wonderful, and behind the scenes, it was just kind of chaos and real. And so I think taking a look at the humanity aspect of us as Christians, as human beings, and realizing we are no better, but Jesus as our Savior, I mean, that's truly what sets us apart, is His love,
well, that's
His grace.
It. And
yeah.
personal relationship.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
well, it's
the
unfortunate.
Point is, you know, it's not the messenger that we need to be following. We need to follow the message.
Amen.
Because I don't know about you, but when I hit a real stumbling block, you know, there may not be church going on that day.
Yeah. Right.
It could be a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or a Thursday. It can be in the middle of the night. It could be in a courtroom or a doctor's office. And you've got to have that personal relationship to be able to have that one-on-one discussion, you know, and hear what right steps are. So this series takes a look and says, you know what? All this is going on with the leader of our church. Let me, you know, right. Let me just get right with God myself. Because everybody, it's every human being. I don't care if you're a pastor, a bishop, you know, or a member of the congregation. It's our journey.
Yeah.
To hear God's voice.
Well, it's such a dangerous place.
Just another person. We have to be able to hear what's being said to us in the moment, in the day-to-day. And I think that without hitting anybody over the head with it, without preaching, and with entertaining, having people laugh, cry, and be engaged in these human beings' lives, that underneath it all, I think that that will be part of what comes out of it.
Incredible. Greenleaf premieres tonight. Lynn Whitfield, one of the stars. I
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. Love it.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. It's going to be good.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I tell you, I haven't been in New Mexico since I did Silverado.
Whoa!
You
got to come back
out. I love New Mexico. So big shout out to New Mexico.
Yes.
And thank you so much for having me and, you know, sharing our message.
Absolutely. Thank you for the show. I can't wait to check it out. I mean, we talk about this regularly. I think it's a dangerous place to be in when you are putting your faith, your trust, your hope in a human being rather than Jesus Christ, and unfortunately we've seen the downsides of leadership in the media and the news, and when they fall, what do you do? Because they're imperfect people, you know. So
well, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, I tell you, I was just so grateful when Pope Francis came around. It's like, oh my God. Yeah. A saving grace,
right.
You know, somebody who you actually see the humility, who's, you know, driving around, riding around in a Fiat instead of a Rolls Royce.
Yeah,
or something,
man.
You know.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it's about. You all keep that message going.
Yes,
ma'am. What I certainly believe in.
Mm.
And I just so appreciate you supporting our show and having me on.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Lynn,
thank
you're amazing. Thank you.
Bye,
all
Lynn.
Right.
All right.
Have a good
bye.
Day.
All right.
Bye.
Lynn Whitfield. Dang it, I tried so hard to keep it going.
Okay.
I wanted to keep it going, but I could tell you guys were getting...
Hold on. Guys.
Do you like that outro where you thought I was going to end it, and then I was like, but I'm going to let her keep going?
No, I didn't like it.
Here's the thing. Starmy, if you're listening, I don't know how it
really
is on your side of things.
She was really excited about the show. I didn't even get to ask my big question.
That's where I'm going with this, Steve-O, okay? Now, of course, she's a sweet lady. Lynn Whitfield, we just talked to her. I wish I could have actually told you guys during the interview that we were talking to Lynn Whitfield. But
hey, I said it twice.
No, well, yeah.
I tried.
Yeah.
I tried so hard.
10 minutes later, I don't understand. I don't understand how somebody can talk for 10 minutes straight
with no just
with
no volley,
no interruption,
no
volley
between the two,
to try, you know, to engage with the person you're talking with on the other end of the phone.
I loved it.
God bless her husband if she's married.
Amen to that.
Or a friend, because I don't think they could get a word in. Because
hey, you know what? She
Lynn,
was excited about Green Leaf.
Watching Steve-O do that interview was like watching an unstoppable force meet an immovable object.
Dude, it was crazy!
I hope a lot of you were watching.
I had like four questions I didn't get to.
He tried jumping in 10
you
different
were in
times.
Tears.
I was dying. Lynn wouldn't be quick. She just wouldn't shut up. I'm sorry. I'm not being rude. Lynn, you're a sweetheart.
That was awesome!
But that was a terrible interview.
No, it was not. She got to talk a lot about it.
No!
And she talked about her faith, that she talked about.
Did you guys even ask if they were filming in Memphis?
No, we didn't ask anything. I wanted to ask. Here's what I wanted to ask. They've already filmed 26 episodes of the show. Two full seasons are already in the can.
Nice.
And the season one premieres tonight. I wanted to talk about that, but it was like, if I ask her a big question, we're going to be here for a long time.
True.
I wanted to get to the church sign and talking about leadership in the church.
That.
Oh, God.
We would have never gotten her off the phone.
Nah, he's right about that.
Oh, my goodness. Someone needs to say something.
Let me tell both of you something quickly.
I loved her. She's my new favorite.
Look at me. It's New Music Tuesday. This is the latest song from Crowder. It's called Run, Devil, Run.
585 Live, text us or Star88FM on Facebook.
But real quick, I want to talk about a new show. It's called Greenleaf.
Just cut his mic.
All right.
New Music Tuesday. That is the latest from Crowder. Run, Devil, Run.
Oh, man.
What are they saying on Facebook and on the live line?
Oh, man.
What'd you say?
What are they saying on the live
Everyone is still talking about our interview. We got an email from Mark that says, hey, gentlemen, good morning. Remember that one time you got to talk in an interview? Yeah, me neither. Yeah. How about, let's see. I'll be checking out when you start the interview. Peace out.
Lynn Whitfield.
LOL, this lady. Goodness. And the buttons. Bah, ha, 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 ha. Thank
Lynn.
You, Becca.
Lynn.
Yeah.
Okay, I like what Alicia has to say about this song.
Okay, good, yeah.
Well, not Alicia so much. I'm sorry. J. Marie. She said, love this upbeat song. Should be our cadence call when going into battle. And I agree with that. I know earlier we were talking about how it's kind of weird that he's calling out the devil or whatever. But in certain situations, I think also it's important because giving into that fear, you can lose all traction.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what this song is reflecting. It's like, hey, at the bottom of everything, I'm not going to run around like messing with him or calling out demons or whatever. But, you know, you have that hope in Christ that is going to make the devil run. Because he can't overpower it.
Right. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. Not bad. I enjoyed it.
Hey, back to our interview.
Yeah. So I'd love to talk about it some more.
If you are just tuning in, we were interviewing Lynn Whitfield.
Which was great.
Stop.
I loved it.
Greenleaf is this new show on the OWN network.
I'm going to TiVo it.
And it's about a megachurch.
DVR
and
that.
Lynn Whitfield, she's a big deal. So we just got off the phone with her, except we didn't get a chance to ask her any questions.
But back to the song. Somebody just chimed in and said,
Unsolvable Run, Devil, Run. Immovable Object.
It's a copy of I Want Candy by Aaron Carter. That's like the third person that
just
said that.
Just because a song has a...
Oh, but back to the interview. Lynn Whitfield of Greenleaf. She was excellent.
Oh, you know what that was?
On the live line, somebody chimed in and said, I don't think she even took a breath.
No, she didn't.
Someone else said, Stevie, you didn't try hard enough to interject. Dex, when you play a soundbite of this interview, add the super long scooter sound or play Canon and D under this. It's amazing.
That's not a bad idea. Don't tell me how to
we
get
also
job.
Got somebody else who said, great interview conversation. I've watched Unforgiveness and Bitterness unravel in our family ties. Yeah, go ahead. Mock now.
What'd you say? I wasn't listening.
Yeah, sorry.
My ears are exhausted.
But back to the song.
Oh,
dude,
goodness.
Run, Devil, Run. Crowd.
I feel like Lynn and Steve have a lot in common.
I feel like her and I would get along great.
I don't think so, because you guys would get so frustrated with each other because want to talk and then she would want to talk.
You would never be able to establish a real connection because neither of you would listen to the other person.
That could be true. Didn't even get to talk about her character, Lady May Greenleaf.
Oh, she talked about it. It was in there. You can go back and review the 20 minutes
she did.
She didn't take a breath, and it's in there.
The thing is, we only get 10 minutes with these people.
That's what's hard.
So I don't understand why Lynn doesn't understand. I got 10 minutes. You want to make this the best interview possible.
I thought it was fantastic.
And I guess if she thinks that she can just throw out everything that she thinks is important is...
Mm-hmm. A lot of people always complain that we don't let our audience talk enough or our interviews talk enough, that we talk over them. So this time we just let her go.
Really? People
complain
about
that? Even
when
we tried to talk over them, she wouldn't stop.
Man.
She was unrelenting.
And she kept hitting her cheek on the phone.
I loved every second of it. Our dear friend Paul in Houston thought maybe by the end of it that she was trying to like tell us that she was being taken hostage and she was chiming in with help in Morse code, which is probably true because it is on the OWN network. So we were assuming Oprah had her. You never know.
All right. You know what? I don't think we've checked traffic.
Series premiere tonight for Greenleaf, by the way. It's about an unscrupulous world of the Greenleaf family.
Thank you. See what's going on in the city here. No accidents to report at this time. Oh, take it back. San Mateo at Academy. There is an accident. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Goodness sakes.
I can't breathe.
No kidding.
I bet I know why.
Because I haven't taken a breath in 10 minutes because I'm Lynn Whitfield.
That's the reason.
I love her. She's my new favorite human.
No.
Come on!
No.
That is a skill? That is an ability?
No, it is not.
I believe
not.
She is one of the first mutants I've ever come across. She could be a member of the X-Men because she obviously has a mutant ability.
No. It's called being selfish, self-centered.
No, she wasn't because she was talking about our Lord.
Egotistical.
She was talking about her new show, Greenleaf.
She doesn't care about anything but herself.
No, she cares about getting the message of
she
Jesus.
She loves
out there.
To hear herself talk.
No, she loves
That's
to
what
hear
I got from that.
The beautiful sounds of the gospel.
Ugh. Oh, boy. Just oh, boy.
I didn't even get to pitch my Game of Thrones idea.
Well,
you know, the church
best.
And... Yeah, okay.
I need to dump that now because we're not allowed to say that.
We're not allowed to say the church?
No.
What?
Referencing what you just referenced.
He's right.
He's right.
Oprah?
No. Yeah.
Lynn Whitfield.
Well, that too, I guess.
What did I say?
It's hard to track what you say when you say so
I'm
much.
Sorry.
But it's in there.
Mm-hmm. You talking about Magot reference?
Yeah.
That's short for Game of Thrones.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Count it.
How dare you? She's a nice lady.
She is a nice lady. So what if she didn't take a breath? I can't wait to see the show.
A new survey found how people would handle different uncomfortable situations on a plane. We'd call in the flight attendant if two people were fighting or a kid was acting up. But we'd confront someone if they were reclining too far.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Yep.
Yeah. You know what? Yes. Every time I recline on a plane, somebody will always confront me.
Confrontation.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Confrontation.
You can do that?
Yeah, you can recline on an airplane.
No. You can confront people for reclining too far.
Yeah, there's a button on every seat, buddy.
You can do that?
A guy in Denver recently posted on Facebook that he needed a kidney. And a friend from high school that he had not seen in 20 years ended up donating one of his kidneys last month.
We hadn't spoken in 20 years since high school, and you know, through social media we had reconnected, and when I read that he was in need, there wasn't even a question that I could help. And it's weird to say, but from the moment that I read of his need and understanding he's got four little children under the age of seven, it really spoke pretty near and dear to my heart. And it just so happens that's how it shook out.
It was the Great Kidney Exchange of 07.
Okay. It happened yesterday.
No. It involved me and a listener. And let's just say the kidney never got transported.
What?
Wait, what?
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
You can't throw out a mystery like that without unraveling at least a little bit of it.
No, you got to watch the season premiere tonight on the OWN Network.
Hit Netflix.
Talking about Greenleaf, new drama featuring megachurch in Memphis.
I was talking about the Great Kidney Exchange. It's on Netflix.
Yes.
It was a great documentary.
Dark Secrets and Lies. Much like Greenleaf, which premieres tonight on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah.
No. We'll do it live!
Yeah.
The New York State Senate just passed a bill to make it legal for people to be buried with their pets, but they have to be cremated.
That's weird.
I know.
That's weird.
It seems like it costs a lot of money. I mean, what if you wanted to bury your loved one?
No, that's not... No, it's
and
weird.
And why does the pet get to just be for real, you know, and then the person's got to be cremated? That doesn't make sense to me.
Nana Jo had her cat, the ashes, in a box. They give you a box full of ashes. Yeah, when they cremate the pet, they give you a box full of ashes.
It's called Meow Mix.
Yeah. Oh, my.
And she's had the cat in the box for months. And the other day, she said, kids, will you come with me to scatter the ashes? And I'm thinking...
No.
I'm thinking she's going to go up on the mountain and she's going to scatter the ashes. No, she went to the backyard.
No!
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Well, the cat didn't live on the mountain.
You got to draw the feline somewhere, am I right?
They drew it in the backyard.
Yeah, the kids, they don't go in the backyard anymore.
I was going to say, that is creepy, man.
I know, right?
Speaking of a cat in the mountains, a 5-year-old in Colorado got attacked by a mountain lion last Friday.
Man.
But the mom pried open the jaws and scared it away.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Never surrender!
Mountain lions terrify me.
Yeah, well,
that's like a big fear of mine.
If you saw one of your kids getting eaten by a mountain lion.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You'd jump in there and...
Oh, no, I thought you were going to say get in the car and go.
No.
No.
You got to save your kid.
Right. I mean...
A 54-year-old guy in Virginia was arrested on Sunday after he pointed a shotgun at a woman because he was angry someone parked in front of his house to go to a yard sale.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yard sellers don't play.
No, but you just play. You shouldn't just be able to park anywhere.
Homie, don't play.
I'm going to paint yellow lines out front of my driveway so that neighbors can't park there.
Or hold seances.
Like a no parking zone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yelling, screaming, cussing, just being very belligerent. He was waving his gun out, and as soon as I saw that, I went back downstairs because I said, I'm not playing with this. It's the county property. Everybody deserves to be able to park wherever they want to park.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. No, no, and here's why. I live on the corner of a street, and so as the corner house, there's this, my sidewalk is like this weird city parking zone. Like, there's always cars. Last night, there was this weird car out there. They had like a coexist bumper sticker, and I was like, you are not to be trusted. And they were like smoking on my on my sidewalk, and I'm like,
sinners.
I don't know you, man.
Yeah,
so I just,
sinners.
Of course, I did what any normal neighbor would do. I used my binoculars and stared at him for 3 hours.
Don't do that.
Yeah, no, it was cool, man. It was cool. Yeah.
We have to go to break. When we come back, Quality Tam Tuesday? Is it still happening?
Should we call it a thing anymore?
I don't know.
To the chagrin of half of our audience.
Hang out with us.
Get out of bed. Let's get out of bed.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
That's right.
What?
Good morning, everybody.
Dex, oh, hey.
Steve-O, Tao.
I'm there.
Quality Tam Tuesday.
Which one is she?
That's the girl right there in the corner.
Oh, good.
Mic four.
She's by the ghost.
There you
good testing, morning.
There she is. Testing one.
Checking
hello.
This
check.
Microphone.
Tam, you skipped out on us last week. What happened?
Guys, I'm really sorry I disappeared.
Are you, though? But are
I
you,
I am.
Though?
I'm really sorry, but I am, you know... As much as it pains me to say this, I will give Steve-O props for checking in on me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What if I would have died?
Oh, come on.
At what point?
Oh, that is so nice to hear.
How, at what point would you guys have cared? At what point?
Well, I would have cared immediately because I checked in on you.
And he may hate me the most in this room. I can't figure that out.
Yeah.
Each week, I just can't decide.
Yeah.
So I will give Steve-O 17 points.
Thank you.
Cool.
You're
guys,
welcome.
Before we kick off Quality Tam Tuesday, since we had such a great interview with Lynn Whitfield this morning, and since Tam decided not to show up last week. Not she didn't text us. She didn't tell. We were scared.
I mean, she texted me though. I knew way ahead of time.
We thought something happened. There was
she
an
told,
accident,
but she did tell me. I knew like the whole time.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay. As the man driving the ship.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. You talk.
The man that is holding the wheel.
I'm just gonna keep playing Clash Royale.
What's the rule, Steve-O? Put it down.
Huh? What?
What's the rule?
Which one? There's so many rules against me.
Here's a couple new things I would like to put in place.
Okay.
Okay? First one is, when there's four people in the studio, especially if her name starts with a T and ends with an N. M.
No.
Tan. Thank you for coming in, Tan.
So
you.
Tan.
Thank you.
Is it Pam?
I've been laying out.
Tan?
Pan.
Tan.
Pan?
I want us to really work on our communication today, okay?
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
Steve-O?
I'm all about that.
I want you to work on...
Mm-hmm. No trouble.
Less words. Less is more.
Oh.
Less is more.
Well, I just...
They taught me something in the industry.
Who's they?
Less is more.
Mm.
Okay?
Right.
I want you to remember that. Less is more.
Less is more.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Less is more.
Tail?
Sir.
Less is more.
I want to see more eyebrows. Okay?
Watch this.
What? More eyebrows?
Nailed it. Tan?
I don't quite understand what's happening here.
Tan?
Tan?
Am I allowed to respond?
Yeah.
You need to check in when you're not going to show up. We promoted Quality Tam all morning last week.
Quality Tam Tuesday.
People were excited.
Yeah.
People were so pumped for you to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just didn't show up.
Can I have a chance?
At what?
I feel like you've had so many.
Here's my chance. I did call to give a public apology.
She did.
You guys have that recorded, you can show that you guys didn't really care what I had to say, so it wouldn't have mattered.
Was it the next day?
If I would have called. But also, the day before, I had my phone out and my husband as my witness. When we were at the retreat, I said, I need to text the guys to let them know I'm not coming in tomorrow. I'm going to be gone.
Yeah.
Well, time passed.
Mm-hmm.
I got distracted.
Mm-hmm.
I put my phone down.
Mm-hmm.
I never sent the text.
Oh, no.
Then I get a text message from the one and only.
Me. Steve-O. She's talking about me. I'm the one and only.
And my heart
will go on.
Stopped.
Yes.
Mm. Not because it was Steve-O, but simply because of, Steve-O. You know, the situation of it all.
Mm.
I was so... I mean, I really let you guys down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. And you always do.
Are you muting my mic while I'm apologizing?
No.
Yeah.
Literally everything you're saying.
You got your headphones on, right?
Yeah, but I
can't. Can you hear yourself?
No.
It's not working?
Did you turn your volume on of your
headset? Let me try to just... Well, Steve-O's getting louder.
Radio in here.
Check,
as I get louder, Steve-O's getting triple times louder. But you know, it doesn't matter. As long as you're not muting my apology this time.
Nope.
That's all that matters.
I don't want to be no backseat driver.
Okay, I'm really sorry, guys. It's a new day.
It's a new dawn. It's a new life,
and I'm feeling good.
Quality Tan Tuesday.
Okay?
Yo, dog.
Good morning.
We're doing this. Good morning.
Bless you.
I'm sure you have lots to talk about. We're going to get into the life of Tan coming up. And it's also New Music Tuesday. We play brand new music for you guys. Mm. You decide whether or not we should just get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or add it to the playlist.
Tam knows a little bit about how this person feels. This is Travis Ryan. He's a songwriter.
Okay.
He's unrecognized for his accomplishments.
He's a backseat driver.
He is.
No.
He does incredible things on the down low.
Humility at its finest.
And then others take credit. I suggested to our friend Ricky Cottonsteady that he allow Tam to sing at one of his events because someone had dropped out. I don't know if it's going to happen. But I suggested to him on Facebook yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I want you to have that spotlight.
I know that voice anywhere.
That was Eloise May. Anyway, so this is You Come Running by Travis Ryan. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
New Music Tuesday with Travis Ryan. You Come Running. It's on the all-new Star 88.
We know that it's a little CCM-y. It's a little K-lovey, Air One-y.
Right up Tam's alley.
It is, but he, you know, he's the guy behind a lot of big songs by the Newsboys. I thought it'd be nice to showcase his own talent.
Yeah.
He's good in his own right.
I would like to talk about Riders for a second. Is that okay?
Do it. Do it. Do
you
it.
You need to ask
Do
Dex.
It.
That's what I was asking, but he can't see me because he's hit.
No, that's fine. What did you think of this song first? What did you think? Give us some feedback.
I like the lyrics.
Now it's talking about the audience.
Okay.
Facebook.com/Star88FM. I'm totally kidding.
Well played.
Just go ahead. Go ahead.
Well played.
Go ahead, Tan.
I like the lyrics. I think it's a chill song. Yeah. But it's sweet. I mean, it's very Sweet Home Alabama kind of.
Yeah, it is.
Feel.
It's very nice.
Not the music.
Nothing like that.
But I'm saying like the emotion. The emotion is like, you know what? That feels good. That feels right. It's encouraging. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good. And I also think that whoever did write that, I mean, truly, it is an interesting place to be a writer. And even when we were in Nashville, we were pulling two-a-days is what we were doing.
Ooh.
So we'd go into six-hour sessions, and then we'd have like a 30-minute break, and then we'd go into another six-hour writing session. And we did it for an entire 5 days that we were there. Wow. So that's 12 hours of, and you got to think, it's not just like you're doing just nonchalant kind of things throughout the day. You're focusing so much on just pouring out what's going on in your head and making sense of these words and things that you know, ideas and places and things that God's doing in your life because you're writing a new album. So
now this is what I don't know. I'm not in that world. I've never wrote a song.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that would be the wrong thing to do, is to sit down for hours to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Because don't you just want to live your life and let the lyrics come out and then you're writing and, you know,
it's kind of like, I like to liken it to a counseling session where you sit down with somebody and you say, what's been going on in your life? And then you just kind of brainstorm back and forth, just like kind of talk about what's happening right now. And as you have conversation with someone, it's just like a relationship that you're building with them. Then things start to come out and stories and things and hurts and pains come from your heart that maybe I'd never known about. And all of a sudden I have a melody that I can, that I have, you know, we do a song here, What Are We Afraid Of? And we do it here on this campus. That's one of the songs we wrote in Nashville. And when we were sitting in that session, I had said, you know, in my journal, I can read you a couple pages that are in my journal just about, what's the worst thing that can happen, truly. I know we can go there and we can talk about all the things. Well, we could do this. We could lose this. We could do that. We could do that. We could do that. But that's living in the flesh. So we wanted to write a song that somehow gave you a new perspective on what's the worst thing that could happen if I serve a God who can truly take care of everything and who really does have everything surrounded in his hands. He's going to take care of you. He's going to renew the years that have been lost. He's going to take care of the pain that you have. He's going to give you more than you could ever imagine. So what's the worst thing that can happen? And when you're talking like that, all of a sudden this melody came to mind, you know, na 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 na, na. And it was like, oh, what do we do with that? And then we sing again, what's the worst thing that could happen? And then you just kind of start writing and have fun with it and chop down ideas and say that doesn't make sense, you know. But it's a very humbling position to be in, because you look on Facebook or Instagram, a lot of these people don't have many followers, nobody knows who they are. And that's an interesting place to be, is to write all this music for people and to put down in words what they were feeling.
Right.
And now, and they get all the credit for it. And I believe that's a true, I mean, obviously they are getting paid for this because they do sign contracts and things like that. But ultimately, you know, it's a very humbling position to be a writer. I really believe that. I really do.
Love it. Love
that's
it.
That's just my spiel.
Quality Tam Tuesday. Steve-O?
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to take it up just a couple notches.
Well, Tam and I are essentially the same person, so when her character shows up, my character like kind of melts into the background. It's like when you're watching a sitcom or like any show, it's rare that you see like the two comic relief idiots at the same time.
I gotta grab so,
even coming
Tam,
from
my brain. Wait, why am I Vladimir Putin?
And why do I have to be Hillary?
You have to. You're a girl.
That's right.
Duh. I mean, but I feel like Hillary and I have a very similar haircut.
Right. Let's switch.
Okay. Yes.
Hillary.
Yes.
Putin.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. Putin.
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 Okay.
Yes, you are.
All right. Where were we? Okay.
You guys want to do our new segment?
No,
is
I have
time?
I have a
we have
story
a new segment?
Too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
We do?
Yeah, it's for Tam because she likes to talk, because she just talked for like 15 minutes straight, but you guys didn't bust her, Lynn Whitfield. But that's okay. Tam and I have been talking. It was like, how do we make it more interesting? And what are we going to do? And, you know, we had people chime in, like Mark, who was like, what about Quality Spam Tuesday? I mean, you talk about your favorite meats and stuff like that. And I'm like, that's okay. But you know what? It's 2016. And in this day and age, we really need to talk about important things in life. So Tam said, what about Equality Tam Tuesday? Target bathrooms, go.
Tam.
I love
shut
that
up.
You can
stop talking. Okay.
use the bathroom before you leave the house.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
Use the bathroom before you leave the house.
Love it.
Okay, cool.
Good advice.
That was really good.
Good advice.
Our bathrooms at home are transspecial because our cats use them.
Cats use the bathrooms in your house?
Yeah, Beans can use the toilet.
I
killed
so
a spider in the bathroom today.
I've seen that
that's
on
true.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Wait, it's funny.
You've seen Beans on YouTube?
Yeah, dude, he's famous.
Yeah.
He actually uses the toilet?
Yeah, he really does.
He has like 150 subscribers.
No, he doesn't.
Some cats do.
Some cats do.
He's not there yet. Yeah. He's growing.
He can barely use
I just feel like that would just be gross.
He'll get there.
It'd be gross. They stick their paws and like, I don't know, and then they're like,
on
here,
the ground.
Let me put my paws
all
where your seat goes.
If they were using the toilet, they wouldn't be sticking their paws anywhere.
I went to Las Cruces yesterday.
That's
true. And I was able to experience that moment where someone's potty training a child. And that was really interesting.
What was their method? Because there's a lot of different ways that you can potty train an infant.
I was going to try to potty train Johnny Danger, and he threatened me with emancipation.
Just a little young. Just a touch.
Yeah.
She's two.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's a good. Is that a
sure?
Good?
Yeah,
they kind of started it like a year and more than a little more than a year and a half.
Okay.
But
yeah,
Johnny
and so
told me he's
they give her little stickers. You know, she gets a sticker, and at first she wasn't really understanding it. Now I guess she's like, well, now that I'm potty trained, I don't need to wear clothes, and so I don't know how they put those two things together.
You know, well,
same
yeah,
thing happened to me last
that's
week.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I am just blown away.
What?
There is not a direct correlation.
The police get called.
at the mall. There's this naked man and his tail, so and he's like, I was here potty trained.
I was here at work, and then Vince showed up and said, hey, this is a red. Yeah. This is level red. People are getting walkie-talkied.
Well, I think
court is in session. Yep.
Children are precious, and they don't have a clue. They, when they're done, they're done. They just get up and walk away, and you're like, hold on! Mm. It was quite interesting.
That's Brody.
Buddy, slow down.
You're like, I have to potty. And we're like, go ahead, buddy. You're old enough. You can do it. And he'll go
in there.
Here he comes. And then he'll come back with just a shirt.
There he goes.
And we're like, hey, where's your pants? And underwear. Do you think maybe, I don't know. Because he still isn't, like, accustomed to the, you can just kind of pull him down a little. It's like, I have to take these completely off and lay them next to the bathroom.
Is it weird all that of them. I remember doing that? I remember doing that as a child.
No
having
way.
To take my pants completely off.
I mean, he was a slow start, so he didn't get potty trained until he was nine.
Nine and a half.
So but it's not fair. That weird, actually.
My mom told me
it's
I wasn't ready for kindergarten.
Amzie Joy, my niece has no excuse. She has no excuse. She takes her shirt off, too. I don't get it. It's kids are funny like that. They just want to be free.
Yeah.
It was a good experience.
Good.
Speaking of bathrooms, that's why I thought I'd throw that in there.
Well, Tam always has lots and lots to say.
Yeah.
What are the topics we're going to discuss for the next 40 minutes? What do we got on the plate today, Tam?
I've got a really good one, guys.
Go ahead. Church sign. Yeah, that's about church signs.
You want to talk about church signs?
Church signs can just say so much about your church, about your leadership, about your congregation. Like, you know, like when you're driving by and you just see these church signs and you're like...
Some of them are pretty funny.
Some of them are hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, like...
It's like, what's missing? C-H, space, space, C-H, you are.
Oh my gosh.
Clever.
I saw one the other day. It said, man, it's hot, but not as hot. As it would be if you were in hell, you better get to church on Sunday.
You are making that up.
That's terrifying.
That was a terrible one.
I avoid Christians like you when you say things like that.
I didn't put the sign up. That's what the sign said.
That was not a real sign. First of all, they didn't have enough letters, which is also always fun when you can tell, like, oh, they ran out of E's because there's like a 3 in there.
Or they're hanging.
Or like a, yeah.
It's hanging on the
so,
side.
So, you know, there's no Z, the so they have
are
to put
really
an N sideways. I don't know.
Yeah, Steve-O wants to talk about this church sign.
Go ahead, Steve-O.
He's been trying to talk about it all morning long. I'm joking over here.
Don't joke.
Oh, my God.
It's really funny.
No, it is not really funny.
He tried to talk about it with Lynn
Whitfield. I honestly did try and bring this conversation up with Lynn Whitfield. She's an actress. She's on the new Oprah Winfrey Network show, Greenleaf, which is about a Memphis megachurch, and it's like seedy, and like she plays the first lady, if you will.
Oprah's
you know what I mean?
In it.
She's the pastor's wife. And it's all about this, like, mega black church and, like, all the crazy whatever that's going on.
That's incredible.
In Memphis.
It's incredible.
I mean, you know.
My husband's cousin wrote for them. We just went to their wedding. She writes for Oprah.
For Oprah?
She wrote for Greenleaf?
No, but I'm wondering, like, if maybe we can get in with that. You know what I'm saying?
So she was talking about how it's all about a personal relationship with Jesus because when you put somebody else on a pedestal, whether it be a pastor or a bishop, in her words, and they fail or they fall or you... somehow see their sinful side, it can damage your relationship with God because you're not ground in a personal relationship with Jesus. You are essentially like just staring at the dude on the stage.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And how dangerous that could be.
Wow, that's really good. She hits a major point, and being a pastor's wife as well, I really do. You have to get to the point where you're learning to let arrows be thrown at you, but don't learn how to throw back. Because really, truly...
It's like David.
Exactly.
He will not throw that spear.
Exactly. Oh. And you get to the point where there's some days that are going to be longer than others, but truly, if you do serve the wrong guy, you're going to figure that out like about 20 minutes down the road.
Well, you can't throw spears, but sometimes people will throw black paint.
Agreed.
Case in point, members of a Metro Atlanta church say their sign outside has been covered in black paint by vandals. Mm. Their church sign where they say, come here on Sunday, 10 a.m., What's missing you are, whatever Teo said.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
I liked my sign better.
Their sign was a little different in this Atlanta church.
You're going to go to hell if you don't get
this. Yeah, see, no. This one's actually a lot. I think they went to the same youth group, and then they split. And so this pastor decided the most effective way to minister to human beings was with his church sign saying, Satan made gays and transgender.
Say it again.
Satan made gays and transgender.
That's what it said on the sign?
That's what it said on the sign.
Wow.
Now, here's the crazy part. He is defending it because obviously recently the Orlando tragedy happened.
Mm-hmm.
The worst mass shooting in modern America.
It's awful.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Well, he says, hey man, no. I've had the sign up for about 3 weeks, well before the June 12th shooting. So he's totally cool with his sign.
Okay, so there's things that you have to modify, obviously. When things happen, it's just like saying something and then not realizing, like if you joke about something and you don't realize somebody in the room struggles with that or whatever,
two weeks later. Yeah.
You have to figure out that we have to just modify it a little bit.
Or if there's a terrorist attack, like when 9/11 happened.
Yes.
There was a lot of music that got cut from playlists around the country.
That's very true.
It talked about
Spider-Man.
I noticed that 21 Pilots ride came on the peak the other day, and they deleted Bullet.
They delete Bullet.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They do that.
They leave Gun in the song, but they took Bullet out.
Because they think it'll turn off. It could turn off people, or they could complain.
So they're removing the descriptive side of that? Or, is that what?
It seemed very reactionary.
That sign is wrong.
Yeah.
In general.
Theologically, yeah. I mean, in every angle, it is absolutely wrong. And then what sucks is church representatives. Sorry. What state is.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I didn't get all of it.
Church representatives told police that they hadn't received any complaints about the message before the damage occurred on the sign. And so, even worse, Pastor Bobby Wright from this Metro Atlanta church says that the sign outside proclaiming that Satan made gays and transgender, though it has been covered by black paint, their plan is to clean the sign and then put the same message back up.
Wow.
Because they believe that's the message God gave them to tell people.
Mm.
This is making my life a little rough, sign here, because as you guys know, I do mentorships and things like that.
Yes,
I speak in jails and prisons and do speak at women's conferences sometimes and stuff. And a lot of the time, I oftentimes mentor people who do come to me and they'll say, listen, I'm gay, or they'll say I'm transgender. And so we spend time talking things through about life. And oftentimes we focus a lot on this one topic. I know I'm getting sticky here, but this is truly from an honest point of view. And also with experience working with a lot of different people. Whatever you call yourself, remember that you're still a person. Mm. That you're talking to an individual. And so if you lose that connection, that I'm talking to you as a person, Dex, or I'm talking to you, Steve, Mateo, it doesn't matter. Because I get to the point where, and Mateo being a feminist, he understands this. But,
amen.
But truly, you're talking to a person. Mm. And if you lose sight of the other topics about life, you don't have to have a gender to have a favorite color. You don't have to have a preference of male or female to enjoy chicken. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's other things that you can talk about that will come to another place in life. You can talk about your upbringings. You can discuss those different types of things because you're connecting with people now. Mm. And it has nothing to do with a fake side of it. You're being authentic. And you're having to have conversations that are a bit uncomfortable. And that's okay. So I would say if you're having a hard time dealing with this topic, gays and transgender, so then is this right? Is that right? That is not up to us. We go by what the Bible says, okay? And we stand firm in what the Word of God says. The heart change and healing and matters that need to take place that are much deeper than our flesh can do, we have to leave those in the hands of God, which comes back to this woman who was talking about knowing who your Savior is, having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, because you will have a little thing called discernment. And you will know that now is not the time to bring this topic up or to harp on this point or whatever it may be. It will naturally, organically create itself, and God will bless your efforts in trying to connect with this individual and show them love. Because what does the Bible say? Love covers a multitude of sin. And to that person, the Bible also says, to him who does not know that it is sin, it is not sin.
Mm.
And so you can't judge this person saying, you're this and you're that, because if they don't know the truth, then they don't know it. And that is not their fault that they don't know. That is our job now as believers in Christ to show that kind of love and to relay that message to them through other avenues as well. Am I making sense here?
Yeah. Pastor Todd just talked about this at Sagebrush a couple weeks ago. I saw this video on Facebook, actually, and a listener just chimed in on the live line echoing this. It was a great point because he was talking about how we are called to be salt and light, but how light can guide, but it can also blind. Yes. He had this analogy of like people, you know, driving with their headlights on and rocking their high beams, and how, you know, it can blind you. Same with salt. It's good. It can preserve, but it can also ruin too much salt on the food. You know, we talked about the baked potato.
Can kill
and the
you.
And the person chimed in and said, I feel this pertains to the conversation because what they are doing, well, first of all, as Teo said, it's just wrong. You completely just lumped two different groups of people into one overgeneralized category and said you're created by Satan. Mm-hmm. So how do you even have a conversation?
Well, that's my thing. Yeah. Like that
person
to that puts the whole thing in question for me, because since when can Satan create anything?
Yeah.
We give Satan too much power anyway. I mean, if you read the Bible, it says that God is the creator.
Mm-hmm.
Satan was never. We equate God and Satan too much.
Yes.
I think we watch too many movies, we read too many stories, and we get this whole good versus evil thing a little wrong because we equate the two.
Yeah.
As far as I know, the biblical example is that God is in control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Satan can't just run around creating things. Right. He's not a creator.
Well,
he's an accuser.
Yeah. And that's
all
it.
He can do
Boom.
Is derivative,
right.
Which is ironic because if you think about it, as humans, anything that we ultimately create is also derivative.
Yes.
Forever. Everything.
Right.
Even your kids.
Well, you got to look at his MO. You look at scripture, and he's the father of lies. He's the great deceiver. His job is to kill, steal, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
So can he deceive? Can he bring to question whether it's your sexuality or whatever, your identity, your gender? People are so wrapped up in that very thing of identity. What is my identity?
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, that just lumped them all into this one little category and said, well, this is your identity.
Yes.
So you're created by Satan. And
let me say something here. God does not make mistakes.
Mm.
So if you're transgender, you're listening right now, or whatever it is, and you're thinking to yourself, well, then was I just a mistake? Because if God made me this way, then this and this. You can go into this huge, long conversation,
right?
But let's be wise. God doesn't make mistakes, but you remember that we are all born into a world of sin. And because we are born into sin, disgusting, twisted things happen. And so you have to remember that when your focus is on what God is doing and what God is going to do and what he's done in your life, you stay steady, you stay focused, and you remember what's really important. Because God doesn't make mistakes, and he didn't make a mistake when he made you. So keep that in mind.
Tam is bringing the thunder this morning, guys. Yeah!
Thunder Tam.
Love it.
Equality Tam Tuesday.
Love what you're saying this morning.
Love it!
We got to take a quick break. New Music Tuesday continues. More with Tam. More about this sign. What does the sign say again? Satan?
Yeah.
Created, made.
Satan made. They
made.
Didn't have enough letters to say created.
Okay. Satan made gays is the sign.
Satan made gays and transgender is what this church sign says.
Chime in at 585-LIVE. You can text the show. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Say what?
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
A shakeup in the Donald Trump campaign apparently aimed at easing the panic among Republican leaders.
Corey Lewandowski clashed with the people that Donald Trump brought in to run his campaign as professionals, people who had been part of the Republican furniture in Washington for a long time.
The FBI has released some transcripts of phone conversations police had with gunman Omar Mateen during the massacre in Orlando.
Supreme Court without comment rejected an appeal from smokers in Illinois who'd sought to have a $10.1 billion class action judgment reinstated against tobacco giant Philip Morris.
Crews in Santa Barbara have a fire over 50% contained, but fires are still burning in New Mexico and Arizona.
The United Nations says there was a record number of refugees last year, some 65 million, about the equivalent of the population of France.
Solar Impulse 2 has the wingspan of a jetliner, but the weight of only a minivan.
Experimental vaccine for the Zika virus is due to begin human testing in coming weeks after getting the green light from the health officials. Inovia Pharmaceuticals say it received clearance from the FDA to begin early stage safety tests.
Test.
Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Dex. To my left is Steve, and to my right,
if you're
going to
call me by
Matthew,
my Christian name, it's Steven.
Brad Pitt.
Steven, get it right or pay the price.
Tam,
what do you call me?
Tam,
Joseph.
Tam,
I can't say that on air.
Tam,
what?
Hello.
Brad Pitt.
Are you there?
Brad Pitt.
Hello.
Gosh,
we like a love-hate relationship.
I'm sorry, Dex. Thank you. You can call me Matthew anytime you
want. Matthew.
And Steven. Don't call me Steve.
Directly behind me is Tamara.
Steve.
Tamara.
It is 9:39.
High today of 98 degrees. We really, really need some 98 degrees in here.
Yeah, I don't understand why you haven't gotten
it. Oh, that's so good.
It's 98 degrees today, and I said it all morning, and all morning I have not heard the lovely sound of Nick Lachey. Nope. Still not Nick Lachey.
Now, this is 98 degrees.
This takes me back.
Right? No accidents to report right now. You guys are doing a great job, traffic-wise. That's your look at traffic.
Unforgivable. Nope, still not 98 degrees. You love
me. That's right. Take it back.
Also of note, speaking of unpardonable sins, yesterday was the first day of summer, and I did not hear the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I didn't hear DJ Jazzy Jeff up in there. I did not hear summertime.
Crazy. Yeah.
It was the first day of summer.
Man, I wish I could have an endless summer night, but I can't because I have to wake up so early.
I know, same here.
Technically, you do.
No, I don't.
Because of that.
No, because there's a break. There's a sleep period where it's a break.
Long day.
No, that's
Dex
not
Dex is the
real.
Only guy that pulls all-nighters around here.
Yeah, I haven't slept in days, guys.
One of these days, if I wake up early, I'm just going to come in and sleep on that couch out there.
That's a good idea.
I'm
Why
serious.
Haven't you slept in days? I'm worried about
call.
You.
I've seriously thought about it, like on nights I can't sleep.
Are you sleep deprived, Dex?
No, I'm a vampire.
Okay. I'm a vampire.
There it is.
98 degrees.
I don't know this song.
This is their first big single. Right?
It's the hardest thing I'll ever have to know.
I honestly have never heard this before. I've been complaining about 98 degrees and then I realized I don't know a single 98 degrees song.
I'll ever have to do.
You know?
To show you the world.
Here's the worst.
Start to cry.
Okay. There you go. There's your 98
cry.
Degrees.
Thanks, man.
That was their second big hit. The first one was more of a poppy, upbeat number.
Mm-hmm.
Was it this one?
Because
right
I remember in the background it went.
Cherish
that was a cover of a country song.
I don't know this at all. I'm kind of proud of myself right now. Wow. Because I've never heard any of these songs.
These are great songs.
You're missing out.
How am I missing out?
Those are great songs.
Play Bye Bye Bye. Was that 98 degrees?
Yeah.
Sunshine after the rain.
What about Backstreet's Back? Is that 98 degrees?
Skip in Dex's step.
Oh, man.
I think this is the one.
This isn't Casey and JoJo?
It's all because of Steve.
No, that was actually for Jessica Simpson, R.I.P.
Oh, yeah.
Sad.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
P.
Just the relationship, you know, obviously not the person. She's still definitely with us.
Well, before the break, we were talking about this church. Where was this church at?
Atlanta. I mean, come on.
And you know, when you're driving down the road, you see a sign in front of a church, and it usually has something funny or maybe something.
Have you read my latest bestseller? God.
Could be something very offensive.
Oh, my.
Well, this
goodness.
Church put something pretty offensive up to some. I would say most.
I'm offended.
I am offended as well.
We truth definitely don't subscribe to this. But what did it say, Steve-O?
Hashtag Satan made gays and transgender. That's
rough.
That's their church sign. That's what they want. Here's the thing, man. Your sign literally is the first representation anyone will see of your church. So essentially, it's like, this is our motto. This is our calling card. If you want to come to our church, this is what we represent. And that is what you see. Well, it's no surprise that it was absolutely defaced, covered in black paint by vandals. Leaders of the church say that it had been up for about 3 weeks, and before the June 12th shooting, they hadn't a single complaint about it. Since then, it has been damaged by vandals. They say as soon as the sign's back up and running, they're going to put the same verbiage back up there. They believe that's the message God has given them.
Mm.
Do you think that truly they had not received a single complaint
before? I don't know about that.
I guess we'll never know.
We will never know.
I would assume that they have.
Yeah. You would think so.
I know assuming isn't always the best thing to do.
No. Well, I think we can assume on this.
But I think we could go with our gut.
Or people ignored it because they were like, those guys are crazy. But then when the tragedy happened, they kept expecting them to take it down. And then when they didn't, they complained.
That's when it became a thing. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
It is good to look over an offense. Obviously, in the Bible, it tells us that it's good for a man to look over a fence.
It is. Like the, what was the neighbor, Wilson? He looked over a fence. Like every episode.
Yeah, but only half of his face.
Loved
it.
But you can still see him look over the fence.
Yeah, but he only had half his face.
I loved you, Wilson.
Heidi ho, neighbor.
Man.
Pretty close.
Home improvement.
And then if I wasn't talking about that, it would be that we would want to look past an offense or look past something that has offended you. Mm-hmm. Man. And so, yeah, we can look past certain things. I say that's a good idea. But also keep in mind that there are some things that if people ask your opinion about it, you have to be able to give an answer for what you believe. And it's fair.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Literally couldn't be more offended.
Mm. Literally.
It's New Music Tuesday.
It is. We got some brand new 98 degrees for you.
Nope, we don't.
Oh.
It's our last track of the Morning Invasion New Music Tuesday. I think you guys will enjoy this track. Teo?
Yes, sir.
What do we got?
This is the latest from Paper Route. Brand new single from these guys called Chariots off their new album that's going to be released soon called Real Emotion. I think it's all of our favorite. This is our favorite song.
Yeah, it is. That
tell us what you think about it.
Music, as our listeners said.
Facebook.com/Star88FM.
Paper Route, Chariots, New Music Tuesday.
I'm feeling like people like that song.
I hope you can trust your feelings, Dex. This is Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence, I'm a big fan of this song. It's really good.
Who's Lawrence?
I'd like to say that I
will
like it.
Would you take the blue pill or the red pill?
Thank you. I'll take the blue.
Okay. Glass is there of water. A white pill?
Nope. Liveline says, listening to this song makes me imagine a kid delivering newspapers on a chariot with spiky wheels and everything. It's a pretty good mental image. I like that.
Great visual.
That's good. Yeah, guys, Paper Route. Brand new song.
Not bad. I liked it.
Before we go, I wanted to highlight, this is a musically related story.
Mm-hmm.
Blink-182 had a member quit last year.
Oh.
Difficult for these guys because they were a trio. Mm. Founding member Tom DeLonge quit the band. It made headlines. People went nuts. And then Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio joined, and everybody's like, oh, this could be really cool. So far, so good. Well, everybody was kind of like, why would Tom DeLonge quit? Why would he quit?
That's
he
weird.
Did an interview last week, I guess, and then it got published yesterday. Or he did an interview recently. It was published yesterday. The real reason why he quit Blink-182. And I've had a couple people text me today saying, are you guys going to talk about it? Because it's awesome.
Oh.
The real reason he quit.
Say it.
Is to focus on his UFO research.
This is real.
Hey, let a man dream.
I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry.
He says, quote, I can't tour 9 months out of the year with enough time to do the enormity of what I'm setting out to do, which is definitively prove that aliens exist.
This is real, guys. In his mind, it's very real.
He left Blink-182. Wow. We're not talking about some local band here. We're
nice
talking
band in
about
the world.
One of the biggest bands of the 90s that's still around. Next year they celebrate like 20 years or something,
man,
25 years of
just
being a band.
Old. Still trying to relate to those kids.
Wow.
I guess I just have a hard time thinking, why would you quit to go prove aliens exist? But he really cares about it.
It just goes to show that God gives us a fire inside. That passion is burning, and we can't let it get scorched out.
And he's doing it for what he sees as the right reasons. He said in the interview, DeLonge makes clear that UFOs aren't just a personal interest, but an imminent national security issue. Quote, when you're an individual like me, dealing with something that's a national security issue, and you're being gifted with the opportunity to communicate something you've been passionate about your whole life, something that has the opportunity to change the world over time.
Mm.
Being a small part of that is enormously important for my life path.
Mm. Ah, his life path.
Wow.
Yep. Amazing. I follow him on Instagram, so I actually kind of had a little insight. He's been hanging out with a bunch of NASA guys, and he's writing a book and doing all kinds of stuff because he truly believes there is like a government conspiracy and that we know the truth and that it's out there. And people just aren't sharing said truth.
Interesting.
That's yep.
So is he going to be that guy who like randomly disappears in a plane crash or like the
maybe so
because oh, the government come on. The government's sorry, like no. Hey, he's going to spill
sorry.
All our secrets.
Love angels and airwaves.
No. You know, while he's gone, maybe my husband could take his place and become a professional rapper.
Wait,
don't know if you
what?
Guys oh, saw. Yeah.
Oh,
what?
Please don't draw any more attention to
please
that than we have already seen.
Please
was
don't. Please don't.
A professional rapper this past
weekend.
I
would
weekend.
Never get
yeah,
the image.
His name
of
is Pitbull. he was just missing. He should have had the shades. He looked
Steven
like Pitbull.
Running around in those shorts and that hat.
And those knee-high socks.
Scarred.
Mm-hmm. I will
I am
say,
scarred.
Me too. I will say, out of everybody on that stage, Tones. Definitely was the coolest.
I don't know, man. Steve Ryman was up there.
That's true.
Just
he was
owning it.
Yeah. So I was actually thrilled that, so you know, so for Mother's Day and stuff, I just, it was like my new, I was nervous because I had directed it and I was getting scared that it was going to go bad. But then it went well for Mother's Day.
Watch me roll my
so
eyes.
So then this time, do it again. So then this time, I was thinking, how am I going to make these guys like look funny or like are they just gonna walk around like think music video
you were the
or,
director
what do you think I know you can hate on me that's fine
no Steve Ryman gave you props and praise
so,
and adoration and said you were
I looked
excellent
at,
stage director.
I looked at Steve Ryman and I said Steve I'm gonna ask you to do something that I'll never ask you to do again
amen
I need you to do the tonto
the what
and he said what is that and I said it's the giddy up
what
so you're gonna be center stage
it's the gallop
and he did it and I truly believe that giddy was up. Just a really good moment
I feel like it moved people
yeah. It was a really good moment the worm we brought back the saw sprinkler
that. Well the funny thing was Ryman so was out there and he was probably the only actual dad out there that looked dude. Like the dad out
what
there
about the
do you know what I mean
hey.
like Cody goes out there I'm like Cody you're 13 get off the stage
Damn.
Cody uh-huh. Oh
what?
You're gonna be a dad
what about the right. what about the grocery shopper? What
the
about
grocery
that?
Shopper? That we had the we Wait, had the grocery.
Why didn't you make him do that new
cart?
Running Man?
Okay. oh my god!
Wow.
Yeah, what's
next
up?
Next time
you
I'm
had the wrong
Dex.
People
no,
on stage.
I won't do it. Can't do it.
Wow, we did have four guys bail, so it was kind of cool that we took four pastors and they worked
who
it out.
We don't know.
We just had four guys bail.
Yeah. Still unclear as to who declined that amazing rap video.
I've been looking on
just
if you tell them no from the beginning, is it a bail?
No, it's not! Exactly!
That's
because
true.
You're committed somewhere else, and you're leading worship in the uphill, and you don't have time, Steven!
Wow.
Gosh!
Wow. No.
Yeah, there were other people
no,
who also
no,
backed
no,
out.
No,
also, it's not a back out!
I mean, there were also other people who couldn't make it.
Who were already committed to something else?
So.
Isn't that right, National Anthem?
Yep.
Whoa. Oh, gosh.
And to
it's
my defense,
so personal.
To my defense, Dex, guys, Dex, I'm giving Dex. I'm giving Ricky a new name.
It looks like I'm silent.
So he can, so he can have a new National Anthem singer.
Looking at us.
No,
I hope that my guy says yes, and you're gonna wanna hear this guy.
I already have a girl.
Okay.
I got a girl who's like the best National Anthem singer I've ever heard in my life.
Well,
no
yeah,
way.
I think Ricky's...
Yes way. Her name is Kat Paldrell.
Yes way.
Okay.
Daughter of... She's like heiress to the Paldrell barbecue.
So why didn't she... has she called?
I don't know. I just on Facebook last night said, dude, because I saw that girl rock it. We saw her, remember? Remember in February? Oh, man, so good.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Just
kidding. It's time to go,
just throwing
guys.
It down. But the best, man.
I love you guys.
In my
so
defense,
much.
I didn't back
guys,
out yesterday. I backed
I,
out 2 weeks ago.
I have an
ago.
Appointment with my summer friends. I got to get out of here.
Oh, you have summer friends?
I did.
Shout out to the Lions of the Tribe of Bootgay.
Oh, no, that's right, Tam. Go ahead. Take us out.
Shout out to the Lions of the Tribe of Bootgay. Love you guys.
That.
Love you guys.
Just said that twice.
And feel free to friend request me on Facebook
Wait,
if you'd like.
Okay.
Just make sure you tell me who you are. At Quality Tam on
just
Instagram.
Getting weirder.
You on that Snapchat?
I'm learning. I'm,
no,
I have
don't
to sign
do
in.
It.
I don't know how yet.
I refuse.
Everybody's
I will
on
never.
The Snapchats.
I am not,
I
nor
like
will
one,
I ever.
I have like one tweet. That's all I've got, too.
Quality Tam Tuesday.
Thanks, guys.
You're just beautiful. Beautiful.
Love
Thanks
all
for coming
of you.
In.
Miss you already.
Love you, Starmy. I'll see you tomorrow. Something that you
never see. All night, all summer. All summer 16. That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.